It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Well, you know, one business is not taking it lying down. One business has basically said, I don't care if we are in the path of the new turnpike. We're not moving until the bulldozers come. We're going to stay in business until the bulldozers come. Good for them. At least make things a little difficult on them. Because God knows they're just going to do what they want on the timetable they want. That is how the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority works. Because I think the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority is the next best thing to the mob. And we've had that conversation before on Freedom 96.9. 405-608-4377.
I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want his house burnt to the ground. I want to go to the middle of the night.
So we'll tell you what that's all about and who that is and why they are not moving to a different location. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Get back to pen and paper learning? Well, when did it go away? Some parents want at least Edmond schools to get back to pen and paper learning. What's with these Democrats getting people in office nobody voted for? It's happening again in Maine, and I've already coined the term harassing. You're being harassed, like Kamala Harris was put in place of Biden after nobody voted for her. And of course she lost. And I think whoever they put in place of this guy in Maine, he's not going to win either. Because everybody's going to say, wait, I didn't vote for him. I thought we were in the middle of an affordability crisis, but somehow Walmart is lowering prices. How can that be? Another insurance company is getting sued by Oklahoma for not paying their contracted claims. Or is it just a publicity campaign, a publicity stunt by our attorney general? And homelessness. It comes down to three solutions. I'm going to give you the solutions, and I'm also going to tell you why nobody wants to move forward with those solutions. All coming up. And anything else you want to bring to the topic buffet today on Freedom 96.9, the numbers 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, lmatthews at freedom969.com, my email address. And you can also find me on Facebook and on X Profiles, which, by the way, the left is really unloading on X. I've got a montage of 10 leftists coming up, all saying what a cesspool it is. And you know why they think it's a cesspool? They think it's a cesspool because nobody's editing anything on it. Okay? Anybody can write anything. You know what that's called? That's called freedom of speech. You have the freedom to say something, and if it isn't correct, you have the freedom to be wrong. You have the freedom for other people to check and see if you're wrong, and then tell you on that same profile, hey, by the way, you're wrong, and here's why. You also have the freedom to say something that is wrong and receive whatever wrath you're going to get from people. That's what the freedom of speech is all. That's the thing. A lot of people, when you say freedom of speech, but then they walk down Times Square and see all the smut and say, oh, this is horrible. Well, that's what freedom of speech is. It means in certain communities where the community standard is different, you're going to see some things that you might find unpalatable. But that's what freedom of speech is all about. Freedom of speech is not about yelling fire in a crowded theater when there's no fire. But when there is a fire? So thoughts on that, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Getting started today with Kit in Oklahoma City. Hello, Kit. Thank you for hanging on.
Yeah, hi. I'm looking to find some advice today. I have a friend who was born in England. She married a guy who was in the Army, came to the United States, has been here in the United States for many, many, many years. And a few years ago, her father passed away and left her an inheritance, and it's in a bank account that's in her name, and she's requesting the inheritance to be sent to her in the form of a check, and the bank is refusing, and I don't know what to advise her. what would be the best way? I hate to think she'd have to get involved with an attorney, but I don't know.
Well, I'm afraid she may have to, because there's a tax situation going on here. That money that she's getting is taxable. So, and it's taxable at like a 42% rate.
Well, yeah, but that wouldn't be in England. That would be here.
Right.
So the thing is,
it's the English bank that won't release the funds?
Yeah.
Does she have to go over there and in person prove that she is this man's daughter? Is that what's going on?
I don't know. She can't afford to do that.
Ah, okay.
So I don't know. I was wondering if maybe we found it would have to be an attorney who was involved with international. Maybe if they just send a letter and made it sound kind of serious, maybe they would turn loose with the money then.
It's probably going to involve, because it is international. I had some cousins. My first cousins had a great uncle on their father's side who was a millionaire, and he kept a lot of his money cooped up in Swiss bank accounts because he didn't want the IRS coming after him for the money he felt he earned himself. And when he died, he left half of it to my cousin and half of it to her younger brother. They had to come up with the money to fly to Switzerland, to go to the Swiss bank account and prove they were who they were before they were going to get that money. And then they had to prove to that Swiss bank where the money was going to go in the United States so that the Swiss bank could report the income to the United States government to make sure they weren't trying to evade the taxes.
Well, I don't see how they can hold on to what is not theirs.
I agree. When it comes to internet, I had an opportunity at one point to go work in the Cayman Islands, and I turned it down because the Cayman Islands doesn't charge income tax. And the contract I was going to sign with this company down in the Cayman Islands to do radio down there, I was going to sign for 4 years. I did not want to, for 4 years, have to put aside a separate account for when I went back to the United States and they popped me for the income taxes I wasn't paying them when I was working in the Cayman Islands as a legal American citizen. So I didn't even mess with it. I thought, you know what, this is too much. This is going to be too much of a hassle, and I don't want to end up behind bars because I didn't dot an I or cross a T.
Right. Well, I just think it's so sad that a bank would even do that.
Yeah. Well, it's probably some banking law in Great Britain, and it's probably, like I described, they're not going to release those funds until, A, she proves who she is, and, B, she proves where that's going to go and that she's going to pay the tax penalty, because there's going to be a tax penalty, and it's going to be somewhere around 42 to 43%.
Well, and I think she said the bank is with what they call Lloyd's of London.
Yeah, that's a big one. That's a big one. Yeah. Now, are there any other siblings she has that are receiving some of this money? Or if they do, they live there?
No, it's just her.
Just her.
She had a sister, but her sister passed away.
Yeah.
So I think it's
What little I know about international banking, that I know. So, you know, if she has to run up a credit card to get the money to be able to travel to Great Britain, and with the agreement that once she gets this inheritance, she will pay the credit card off with that money she gets. I mean, that's a gamble she's going to have to decide whether or not she wants to take. Yeah.
Well, all righty. I appreciate your...
Yeah, because that's what my cousins did. They didn't have the money to fly to Switzerland. They stayed in a sleazy hostel. They maxed out their credit cards. I think one of them borrowed from his mother-in-law, knowing that he was going to pay her back with interest once he got the inheritance. But it was risky business getting over there, proving who he was, and then getting the money. And then waiting for the money is another thing. It might take 6 or 8 weeks before the money comes in.
Well, and I don't know exactly. I've never have asked her how big the inheritance is, so I don't know
how
big it is.
Right, yeah. So if it's $1,000, you're like, whoop-de-doo. It's going to be eaten up in all the expenses and taxes.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Sometimes life is a real...
It is. You know,
yeah.
And this is, Kit, the whole inheritance tax concept in miniature. I mean, this is why I'm against an inheritance tax, and you have all these communists that are running for office like Mondami and all them. They want 100% inheritance tax. They want when you die, all your assets to be taxed to the point where you can't hand them down to your heirs. They want everything to go to the government once you die, because their idea is you made all that money off of the government. Therefore, the government deserves all those assets. That's why I despise communism. Communism assumes that everybody is just as delighted as can be to work for the government and give everything to the government. And we're not.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Well, I appreciate your thoughts today.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
That's all I got. You know what? Why don't you reach out to my friend Michael McGuire over at McGuire Capital? He's a money manager, an asset manager, and I'm sure he's dealt with things like this before.
Okay. I'll think about that.
Yeah.
All right, my dear. Well, I appreciate your thoughts. Thank you very much.
You are quite welcome. He'd know more about it than I would. All I know is what my cousins went through. Now, when they did get the money, it was a sizable sum. I think both my cousins were able to pay off their houses. And then they had some left over. I think one of them paid off his house and was able to put in a swimming pool. I think his sister, paid off her house and bought a motorhome or something along those lines. Oh, and put enough money away for her kids' college. So it ended up being even after they paid the taxes, it ended up being a good sizable amount. But they did have to hedge that by maxing out a credit card so that they could fly over there and prove who they were, because the Swiss were not going to release that money any other way. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Eric writes, wow, a terrifying development for Democrats. Republicans are forecast to win 215 House seats this November to Democrats 206, meaning Republicans need just 21% of the swing seats per inside elections. Hakeem Jeffries is livid. Keep up the momentum by passing the Save America Act and listening to President Trump. Secure elections. We win the trifecta. Eric, if what you are quoting and if the numbers you are looking at are accurate, that is good news. And it would also confirm my gut feeling. My gut feeling is that in the last 4 years, where the Democrats have been chomping at the bit to try to retake the House and retake the Senate, they still have not come up with a reason to vote for them. Yesterday, I went into great detail about the affordability crisis they're trying to manufacture. Nobody's feeling it. As much as they're trying to create this perception that prices are high and people can't afford basic necessities, it isn't happening. Prices are coming down. Later in the show, I've got this story about Walmart lowering prices. Do you know why Walmart's lowering prices? Because shipping costs are coming down, and they can lower prices. And Walmart loves to lower prices. You know why? Because Walmart loves to undercut their competitors in the various markets. So if Walmart's lowering their prices, there's no affordability crisis. Walmart is already the cheapest place in town to get your groceries, and now it's even going to get cheaper. And you're trying to tell us there's an affordability crisis and we need to vote for Democrats when you can't even nominate the proper Democrat? At least in Maine, they can't. That guy's in trouble again. I know, you know, the inclination is, well, who the hell cares? That's Maine. But you got to look at the bigger picture. This is one more candidate that probably isn't going to get elected, and they're probably going to replace him with somebody else that probably is not going to get elected. And Maine is going to lose their Democrat stronghold, at least in that seat. What do you think? 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. One of the things lovely wife is very good at that I'm not very good at is going through the mail. And the reason she goes through the mail is she wants to make sure we don't miss anything. Now, half the time, yeah, it's junk. And you know what she does? She throws it into the shredder because she doesn't want anybody to get our information. And that's good, too. But when there is something that's going on that's important that we need to know about, she will find out. I'm more apt to go, get it out of my life. Now, if you're more like I am, you need to listen to this message, okay? Because if you were born in 1961 and you're that type of person, getting mail, phone calls, texts, and you're just blowing them off, well, this is your opportunity to sign up for Medicare. And if you miss this opportunity, it's going to be even worse, okay? You're not going to be in IRS trouble, but it'll be as complex as some of the IRS things. So call the Well-Preserved Advisory Group and have them walk you through the process. 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790. It'll be the best call you make, and the team at Well-Preserved will put together a program that is good for you. And then you can put it out of your mind. Again, call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. MechRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. MechRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Proverbs 22:3. Hey, y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. 15 years ago this month, I received my first shipment of guns for a new fledgling startup business called Cops Gun Shop. So to celebrate our 15th anniversary, all in-stock ammo will be 15% off through the month of June. In addition, all in-stock Kel-Tec firearms are 5% off too. Our Kel-Tec inventory consists of sub-2000 Gen 3s, KSGs, and the PR-57 pistol. We've got plenty of 5.7x28 Freedom C's to go with the PR-57 pistol also. In-stock Colt revolvers are 10% off. Stop by and check out the awesome inventory of lever-action rifles by Henry and Marlin and bolt-action rifles by Ruger. And if you haven't stopped in lately to see Duke the Shop Dog, he misses you. Cops Gun Shop is open to the public and located at 416 Hudeberg Circle next to Hurricane Harbor Water Park, and open all day and night at copsgunshop.net. Cops Gun Shop, live safe, live smart, keep praying that the Marxist influence in our country goes away, and the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
Suffering from neuropathy, chronic pain? Looking for real and lasting health solutions? Modus Health and Dr. Jeremy Moss and his team will go beyond your symptoms to find the root cause of your neuropathy and chronic pain. Dr. Moss has just released his new book, Designed for More, because you are, and new patients will get a free copy with their first treatment. It's time to move better, feel better, and live better. Visit ModusHealth.com or call 405-494-0165, 405-494-0165, and book your appointment today.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
They were powered by people who were the complete opposite of me, meaning people who didn't want to do the work. Socialism is a fancy word for losers. That's what socialism appeals to. It's the people who made all the wrong decisions in life that have decided they're entitled to successful people's stuff because they sucked. You know, whenever somebody says, oh, capitalism's not fair, capitalism is fair as fair can be.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Elon Musk has turned X, formerly known as Twitter, into a cesspool.
Twitter X is just such a cesspool now.
But it's also a cesspool. Everything that goes on, it's a circus cesspool.
Twitter right now is a cesspool.
Twitter is a cesspool, or X, I guess it's called now.
Cesspool of just bad information, lies, hate speech.
Twitter is becoming a deeper, darker cesspool of disinformation and chaos.
It has now really become a cesspool of mis and disinformation.
The Twitter sphere as it is has really gone berserk lately. It's got to become almost a cesspool of misinformation.
Yeah, that's the left again. That's 10 leftists talking about how much they hate X and the X profile because they say it's a cesspool. Well, they say it's a cesspool because it allows everybody to express themselves. It allows everybody to put what they want on there, and the censorship has been removed. Now, as a result, you got to check things. But that is what free speech is all about. 405-608-4377 to express your free speech on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom 96.9. I am Lee Matthews, and Richard is in Kansas City. Here I come.
Hello, Lee. Hey. How's everything today?
Good, Richard, and you. Thank you for listening while on the road and on the app.
Kansas City, here I come. Communist up there in Maine running for Congress or whatever. They're making a bit, you know, now they're acting like they just found out all this dirt on him and everything. Yeah. And supposedly the Democrats are trying to get him to drop out. And I wonder, if he drops out, they say, see what a great thing we did. We don't allow that kind of person. If he doesn't drop out, I believe it's, by the 17th or something like that, they can't have a primary, so they appoint someone, much like they did Kamala Harris. And the later they wait to appoint someone to run for that seat, the less time anybody has to vet that candidate. So they're, I don't trust them. I think they're playing every game they can. And if they can get somebody in there that cannot be completely vetted, who knows what kind of oddball we might end up with.
Well, we personally won't end up with anybody. The people of Maine will, because that's who he'll be representing. And Maine is already a blue state. It's the bluest of blues. I can't say it's the bluest of blues, but it's pretty blue. And I've never understood that, because everybody I know that's from Maine, and that's not many, but everybody that I know is that's from Maine has conservative sensibilities. So I don't understand where all that's coming from. Maybe it's the proximity to Canada. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
But once again, if I were a member of the Democrat Party in Maine, I would be furious. I would be furious that I'm being asked to vote for somebody that has not been primaried. And in fact, I may vote for the other guy as a result of, this Democrat Party has screwed things up so bad. I'm going to switch my vote to the Republican or not vote at all, which is just as bad for Democrats because they need every vote they can get. So I think the more they delay this, the more it becomes a scenario like Kamala Harris. That's why Kamala Harris lost. And this is the other thing. Kamala Harris and many of the Democrats are sitting there thinking that the reason that Kamala Harris lost is because she's black and she's female. After they spent and damn near bankrupted the DNC to try to get her across the finish line. No. She lost because she was a fraudulent candidate. The moderate Democrats did not feel as though they had had any say in her selection.
Well, she also had no platform.
No.
Every time she tried to come up with something, well, it was a mimic of what Trump was already doing. And like you say, It's the people of Maine, but it affects the entire nation. Or is that just the state of Maine congressional seat? It's not a federal seat.
Well, it's a federal seat, but Maine is already a blue state. So if the guy were to get elected, all it would do is maintain a blue district that was already blue. It wouldn't flip the district, but with the scenario you are describing, it may.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. You are probably already celebrating today's National Day, as it's America's number one comfort food.
Today is National Macaroni Day, celebrating the elbow pasta we cover in gooey cheese sauce. And according to the people at Kraft Foods, 54% of us eat it every week. Easy to make. Boil some noodles, make a quick bechamel sauce, and toss in a ton of grated cheese. That'll take you about 45 minutes. Or you can use the box kind, and in 15 minutes you're there. No judgment. Now the question, fork or spoon? I'm Bree Tennis.
At least $576 million will be up for grabs in tonight's Mega Millions drawing.
The cash option on that works out to almost $254 million. Of course, walking away with all that money won't be easy. The odds of winning the grand prize are roughly 1 in 290 million. Good luck. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
A denial letter from an insurance company can make you feel like a door is slamming in your face. It's final. It's over. It's official. I want you to understand something. It's not the final word unless you decide it is. Insurance companies write denial letters every day knowing that a significant percentage of people will accept them and walk away. They count on it. But behind most letters is a decision that can be challenged, sometimes through an internal appeal, sometimes through litigation, and in cases of bad faith, through a separate legal claim that can result in damages well beyond the original claim amount. I've seen my clients recover not just what they originally owed, but what additional damages because of how badly the insurance company handled their claim. Don't read a denial letter as the end of your story. Read it as a reason to call a lawyer. Call McIntyre Law at 777-7000 or visit McIntyreLaw.com. The first consultation is always free, and let us read that letter for you.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. A Waggoner County man faces felony charges after an undercover online child exploitation investigation. Marcus Mapes contacted what he believed was a 15-year-old girl, but was actually a law enforcement decoy. Investigators alleged he posed as a police officer and offered to dismiss supposed charges in exchange for sexual acts. A search warrant later led to the seizure of electronic devices linked to the case. He was arrested on complaints including lewd acts with a child, extortion, and solicitation of a minor. Authorities say he's a registered level 3 sex offender. A cattle trailer carrying 62 head of cattle overturned this morning on I-40 near Tinker Air Force Base. Officials say 12 cattle died and several others were injured in the crash. Both firefighters and livestock handlers worked for hours to rescue animals trapped inside the trailer. The driver in the accident wasn't hurt, but traffic was reduced to a single lane while crews removed the cattle and cleared the scene. Oklahoma Highway Patrol continues their investigation of the crash, with no further details currently made available to the public. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
When it comes to your health coverage, one thing matters most, your choice. Health 65 believes you should have the liberty to choose a Medicare plan that fits your doctors, your budget, and your lifestyle. Our team will walk you through your options and help you make a decision that's right for you, because it's your health and your call. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65 in Edmond. Call me or start planning today at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Proverbs 22:3. Hey, y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. 15 years ago this month, I received my first shipment of guns for a new fledgling startup business called Cops Gun Shop. So to celebrate our 15th anniversary, all in-stock ammo will be 15% off through the month of June. In addition, all in-stock Kel-Tec firearms are 5% off, too. Our Kel-Tec inventory consists of sub-2000 Gen 3s, KSGs, and a PR-57 pistol. We've got plenty of 5.7 by 2.8 Freedom C's to go with the PR-57 pistol also. In-stock Colt revolvers are 10% off. Stop by and check out the awesome inventory of lever-action rifles by Henry and Marlin and bolt-action rifles by Ruger. And if you haven't stopped in lately to see Duke the Shop Dog, he misses you. Cops Gun Shop is open to the public and located at 416 Hudeberg Circle next to Hurricane Harbor Water Park, and open all day and night at copsgunshop.net. Cops Gun Shop. Live safe, live smart. Keep praying that the Marxist influence in our country goes away, and the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
Getting back to pen and paper learning, where did it ever go? Lee Matthews with more on that as the drive continues on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. It's Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear and humid with a low of 71. Tomorrow, expect partly sunny skies with toasty conditions and a high of 98. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy with a low of 74. Thursday will bring partly sunny skies, breezy conditions, and hot weather with a high of 98. Friday will be breezy at times with intervals of bright sunshine, and a thunderstorm is possible in the afternoon with a high of 95. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Here's a story of the afternoon. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive. Police have released a traffic camera video of a man who attempted to set another man in a wheelchair on fire with a Molotov cocktail outside Oklahoma City Police Department headquarters. According to authorities, around 8 a.m., the suspect, later identified as Emery Alexander, approached a man who was crossing the street outside the police station and threw a Molotov cocktail at him, igniting a fire on the ground. In the video, the man in the wheelchair attempted to roll himself out of the flames before Alexander ran up to him and pushed him back into the fire. During the struggle, the victim fell backwards in the wheelchair. Two detectives exited their vehicle with guns drawn at Alexander, both rushing over to the area. One detective, along with a nearby bystander, pulled the victim from the fire while the other arrested the suspect. Oklahoma City Fire Department arrived at the scene and provided medical care to the victim. Alexander was arrested and charged with first-degree arson, assault and battery with a deadly weapon, injuring another person with the use of an explosive, and manufacturing of explosive device, and assault with intent to kill. Anybody going to check the mental abilities of this guy? 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. A popular bar and grill says, come and take it from me. They are going to not close their doors at their Norman location until the bulldozers show up. We told you about Mooney's Pub and Grill in Norman and learned that it would be closing since it is in the path of the upcoming Turnpike project. Construction for the Mooney Turnpike is expected to reach the Pub and Grill any day now. As soon as they show up, we're done, said Brent Quintero, part owner of Mooney's. Organizers said they learned the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority had plans to begin core drilling in their parking lot this week. However, they said they plan to remain open. They said that the regular said they were soaking up the memories one last time this week. He said, you walk into what you know. It's like walking and where everybody knows your name. No, he didn't say that. But anyway, Mooney said construction crews did not show up on Monday as planned. So they're going to be open until they are bulldozed away. It's also been determined that Mooney's doesn't want to incur the expense of actually moving to another location. So that's one of the reasons they're going to go bye-bye. And the owners say the name will likely change if they move to a new location. 405-608-4377. I like their spirit. I like their spirit. But it's just another way. The Oklahoma Turnpike Authority is like the mob. They do what they want when they want.
I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want his house burnt to the ground. I want to go to the middle of the night.
Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews and The Drive. What is your name?
Hey, this is Steve from Fort Cobb. How are you, sir?
Hi, Steve. Good to hear from you.
Well, I just had to call in when I heard about the idiot setting some guy on fire in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
I was speaking with a lady the other night. And I have to admit that I think this is true. Do you think that we are living in a time where people are just angry all the time? It seems like everybody's uptight and angry. And I have my theories on why that is. It has a lot to do with not going to church anymore,
mm-hmm.
or not helping your neighbors, you know, not loving your neighbor as yourself like we're supposed to. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it.
Well, I think it starts, I mean, everything you say adds into it, but I think the biggest thing that we are facing is the lack of accountability, okay?
Yes, sir. Correct.
You know,
I agree.
Each and every day, how many millions of illegal aliens are walking around in our country committing crimes like this because they're mentally ill? And they were let go from a Venezuelan insane asylum and given money to come to the United States. So I'm not saying this guy's one of them, but this guy seems to have some problem. And the parts of our government that are supposed to hold these people accountable don't seem to be getting the job done.
Correct. Well, I can end it with this. The Venezuelan deal, you remember when the Democrats went down there and had their margaritas with that fella?
Yeah.
Wasn't he breaking the law? Wasn't he a gang member?
He was a gang member. He had been trafficking people. He'd been mm-hmm. caught twice for trafficking and was let go. He was let go.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because he was on a list of people from Venezuela who had political asylum.
Well, that and the Democrats needed a margarita.
Yeah.
Right. They're not serious people. I'm sorry. They're just not. if they were, they'd have never made that trip.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I just wanted to put that in there, Lee. I appreciate everything you're doing, and keep her up, sir.
Thank you. 405-608-4377. And when accountability returns, then we'll see more law and order return. But it's hard to do when you have an entire faction of the country trying to make good bad and bad good. Male, female, female, male. And then if you point that out, if you point out that the emperor has no clothes, you're the one that is persecuted. So there's that too. The church issue? Yeah, I agree, but there also can be an argument that more people are turning back to the church. And I believe that if that statistic is correct, it's for what you just said. People are tired of the nonsense. They're tired of the right is wrong and wrong is right, and whatever feels good is good. And if you're one of the ones that points out that right is wrong and wrong, what is right and what is wrong, and that means you're prejudiced or you're a racist, they're tired of that nonsense. 405-608-4377. And they're taking note, and they're like, oh, maybe that's why I should bring my kids to church. Maybe that's why I should at least allow my kids some exposure to the wonderful stories that are in the Bible that are not just of anger and wrathfulness, but are of love and kindness. And how love and kindness are so much stronger than anger and wrathfulness. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. We were talking about communists earlier, and I'm not naive enough to say that Mondami's election as mayor of New York is to blame for this, but it's not that far of a stretch. A New York City Fire Department response is underway in Manhattan after two columns buckled and five floors caved in at a building that was under construction. Zoran Mamdan, I'd have stayed away from it if I were him, but he was there at a news conference and said that the building remains unstable. The fire department said the call came in about 7:50 this morning for reports of bricks falling from a 37-story high-rise on 42nd Street. The 21st and 26th floors of the building had caved in. Multiple cracks and sagging floors were reported through the building, according to the fire department. The building is the site of the former global headquarters of the pharmaceutical giant Pfizer. It is now an active permitted construction project to convert the building into residential units. Evidently, somebody did not do an engineering study on just how much more heavy residential units are going to be than an office. And how that needed to be shored up. Now, Zoran Mamdani has promised free housing, free housing, free housing, free housing. He's not going to get it. Building buildings like that. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. They say they will stay in business until the bulldozers arrive. What do you think about that? Getting back to paper learning. Pen and paper learning, I should say. I didn't know it went away, but we'll get into that coming up on Freedom 96.9. Roger writes, Lee, dear Vice President J.D. Vance, I was honored to see you endorse my idea of prohibiting birth tourism citizenship in U.S. territories, which China has been exploiting to the hilt. And I'd like to offer some bolder ideas to save our nation and our national sovereignty. So far, solutions to the anchor baby problem have focused on the anchors, but not the Supreme Court decision requiring renewed focus on the boats they tether to ending their incentives to giving birth here. And here's how. One, take all the conditions in the original Trump executive order and direct all the consequences onto foreigners who exploit loophole citizenship by declaring them persona non grata. Specifically, if an alien without legal permanent residency chooses to have a child on U.S. soil, the foreigner parents must either renounce the child's American citizenship or lose the ability to ever again legally set foot in the United States. Their choice. Under the Immigration and Nationalization Act, if the president has a broader power to suspend or restrict entry of any class of foreign nationals, the president determines who would be detrimental to the interest of the United States. The president should use his authority to deem such foreigners, One, permanently ineligible. Two, permanently ineligible to petition for asylum or refugee. Three, permanently ineligible for the lottery or family-based entry. Four, permanently ineligible to petition for any legal residency or U.S. citizenship. Foreigners cynically use their children as tools to get lawful access to the U.S. and its resources and its opportunities that were paid for in the blood and treasured by generations of Americans that came before. In the American system of government, for every egregious Supreme Court decision, there should be an equal and opposite reaction from the other federal branches. Well, there usually is, Roger. That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing behind the judicial branch. When the judicial branch comes in, and their job is to interpret the Constitution and interpret laws, then that means the legislative branch needs to go back to the drawing board and clean up those laws. If they don't like the rulings, then they need to change the law to where the ruling is constitutional. So I think that's exactly what should happen, and I think that's exactly what is going to happen. And what you describe is very simple, similar to a bill I read about yesterday called the Anchors Away Bill. Now, it's been introduced by a congressman from Tennessee. It was introduced right after the Supreme Court decision came down. He probably had it written up and in a drawer in case such a decision came down and pulled it out. It hasn't been introduced. It hasn't been run through the proper channels yet. But the U.S. Congress will be back in session, I think, on Monday, this coming Monday. So we'll see if that gets rocketed through. And then there's the Mitch McConnell issue. Mitch McConnell not doing well. We don't know if he's even upright and breathing air, but we know he's still in the hospital. And he has been a big wig in the Senate, making or not making some of these things pass through. And curiously, his wife has not been by his side. His wife has been back in China. That's odd. But 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you were on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
This is Craig in Tulsa.
Hello, Craig. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you. Good show. I just want to make a quick comment on, I noticed a recent news flash. You know, in Iran, they threatened another ship, acting like they're in control of the Strait of Hormuz, which they're not, but they're acting like it. And, you know, they'll send a drone at a ship and try to make it turn around. Well, they did that.
Yeah.
And I waited and watched. And right now, our forces are going to go on ahead and do another attack. And, you know, it'll be on probably the shore areas to stop that. You know,
yeah. That's where the launch areas are for the drones. Yeah.
Yeah. And they need to blast them good. And I bet you they will. And that's important. And I just want to say something. The American public, you see this thing about, it could hurt the midterms and this and that. And the Americans need to realize Trump is actually doing something incredible. He's actually taking a long view of history.
Yep.
He's not doing it for my reelection or my party's reelection. He's taking a long view, and we all need to get behind him and support him, because the threat of radical Islam coming out of Iran is not going to go away unless we stifle it. And we've lost people already. We've lost enough people in terrorist attacks. It needs to be stopped. And also our trade needs to be open, you know, through the strait. So we need to stand right behind him. And the problem I have is America right now, there's nothing wrong. We need men. We need women. We need the feelings of men and feelings of women to be a balanced country. However, we have become extremely feminized in our view of war, which is, get my baby back home now, you know, instead of saying, wait a minute, why did he even enlist? It's to defend our country, and I'm proud of my son, and I want him to go and fight for our country. And that existed in World War II. They had songs that said, it won't be over till it's over there. In other words, don't come home, son, until we get the job done.
Yeah.
And even Eleanor Roosevelt, after Pearl Harbor, people don't remember this much, but Eleanor Roosevelt actually got on the radio before FDR made his Day of Infamy speech. She was on the night before, I believe it was, and she was speaking to the families and the mothers of America, saying, you know, I may very well have sons already on the way to the Pacific,
yeah,
but we are the indomitable, unbeatable United States, and we need to, you know, fight and win. And that was Eleanor Roosevelt to the mothers of our country, and the noble mothers, you know, supported that, and we won. But America needs to get that back and realize, you know, our armed forces people, they're I'm not talking about them. They're ready to fight. They're not let's rush home. They're let's get it done. And we have the best people.
I remember the lovely wife when all of this was breaking out, and this goes back to the bombing in the summertime. Lovely wife, you know, we were talking about the bombing crew and what they have to go through and all that. And the lovely wife said, wow, I wonder how they feel when they're actually doing it. And when they know this isn't a drill, this isn't an exercise, this is the real thing. I wonder how they feel. And I said, are you kidding? They love it. This is what they work so hard for. They love taking what they've trained so hard for and putting it into practice. That ambivalent sentiment is not shared with the armed forces, I assure you, Craig.
Well, yeah. And let me say this too, so they're ready and we're ready. And so what we need to do is America needs to take the long view on this. And that is this. It's very clear that this radical Islam today, by the way, has been around since Thomas Jefferson's time. Mm-hmm. That's why the Marines are called the Leathernecks, because they had to wear leather because they tried to behead them, the mm-hmm. Islamic pirates. Okay, and Jefferson said not a penny for tribute, you know, but millions for, you know, defense. Tribute is, of course, one of the, you know, that's the test Islam has. You either submit or you pay tribute to us.
The Barbary pirates, they were basically doing here we got Iran trying to do the same damn thing in the Strait of Hormuz. The Barbary pirates would try to do it for the entire Mediterranean.
Right. And so we fought them, and it's been going back and forth. Well, ideas may not die, but we need to stifle it to the point that their people take over and say, hey, we don't want this anymore. We believe in Islam and everything, but we're not going to do the conquest, take over the world thing. Or we need to beat them down to the point, you know, that they can't do it. So to me, mm-hmm. it's not trust. In these negotiations, they have taqiyya, which is a doctrine that says you can lie to the infidel.
Yeah.
Well, how are you going to really get a fair, you know, mediation with them? You're not going to get a fair commitment from them that they're going to keep. So to me, it's not trust, but verify. Now it's bomb, verify, bomb, verify, until they finally, you know, say, okay, uncle, you know, we'll go about our business, you know. And you know, it may still spring another day, but it's just something like when a cat puts a paw on something to make sure it doesn't move.
Yeah.
The whole world's going to have a little paw on that place every so often, and that's why the UN needs to help. And by the way, the UK, they're getting rid of Starmer, I think, so that's good.
Yeah.
So the UK should help. But what we're going to have to do is push them back and then pull out most of our troops. But, you know, we're going to keep it. We need to keep an eye on it. And that's not a forever war. It's just a necessary defense thing, you know, for the world. I mean, you have to be ready.
I think we are, and I think we will be, to use the carrots and sticks analogy. With these people, it's got to be more sticks than carrots. We got to hit them more than we give them what they want. And honestly, what they want is for us to not bomb them. And as long as we're talking, we're not bombing them. So that's been their strategy. I want to see them in a state of capitulation. I want to see them so scared when we walk in the room to negotiate that they just give us everything we want. I'm hearkening back to, and thanks a lot for the call, Craig, after we carpet bombed Iraq and we were taking all the prisoners, they were more than ready to be taken prisoner, and they were kissing the hands of the United States, members of the United States Armed Forces, because they were so glad to see them rescued from the horrible situation. That's what I want to see the Iranians doing. Now, the IRGC, don't know if they'll ever do that, so then maybe we need to get rid of all of them. 405-608-4377. It's Freedom 96.9. I think one of the most overused words in our English language right now is the word literally. And people say literally when they mean figurative. I literally went insane. I literally ran 10 miles when you only felt like you ran 10. So I'm not going to say the word literally, but what I will say is you really need to take advantage of this deal because in minutes it's going to go bye-bye. I'm talking about 0% for 60 months offered by General Motors at Frontier Motor Group. And they're doing so on Trax, Equinox, and Silverados. Those are the half tons. Color, got you covered. Style, got you covered. Feature, got you covered. Service afterwards, boy, do we have you covered. At Frontier Auto Group, El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66. Literally call 405-262-3355 and ask about this, and you will save more money than is literal or figurative. 0% for 60 months, available now from GM at Frontier Auto Group.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Hey, Oklahoma, come celebrate 100 years of Route 66 and the Main Street Mural Tour with local artist at Airflow Technologies and Main Street of Yukon, Saturday, July 18th, 10 to 2. Cruise on over to 315 West Main in Yukon for burgers from Big Daddy's Burger Shack, a bounce house for the kids, your chance to dunk your favorite Airflow employee, and yes, even the fancy restrooms. It's fun for the whole family, so mark your calendar and celebrate Route 66 with Airflow Technologies right on the Mother Road, 315 West Main in Yukon, Saturday, July 18th.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are here to celebrate America's 250th with our red, white, and do more discounts on Yanmar, Bad Boy, and Altos. 250 off residential mowers, 500 off commercial mowers, 1,000 off tractors, and 1,500 off construction equipment. Celebrating America together at Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. Tractor Bob.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
If you're trying to control the minds of the youth, you're going to try to control that organization. And if you meet resistance, you're going to take that resistance out. If we're going to sit here and talk about Mossad and Israel, by God, I'm going to drag all you people into it because there is greater amount of suspicion on you than anything else.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry.
Islam is a totalitarian ideology bent on world domination masquerading as a religion.
That's former Admiral James Lyons talking about Islam, and he's right. He's right. Any religion that says, as a sacrament, meaning this is what you need to do to get into heaven, you need to kill other people.
KQOB, in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. The Pauls Valley Animal Welfare Society seeking urgent help. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Communities across the country will take part in a simultaneous reading of the Declaration of Independence tomorrow.
Americans in all 50 states, 5 U.S. territories, Washington, D.C., and even locations around the world will be taking part in a simultaneous reading of the Declaration of Independence. Organizers call the effort Sharing the Spirit of America, commemorating the document's first public reading on July 8, 1776. Communities will begin reading at synchronized local times corresponding to 6 p.m. Eastern, creating what organizers describe as a unified national moment honoring the nation's founding ideals. I'm Monica Nelson.
It turns out that many of the 4th of July weekend arrests in Newport Beach, California, involved minors from out of state.
Police confirm 402 people were arrested between 6 p.m. Friday and 6 a.m. Sunday. Most of the arrests were for refusing to leave the area after police declared an unlawful assembly. About half of the arrests stem from one incident on the Balboa Peninsula. The majority of people arrested were in town from states like Arizona and Nevada. A gathering of thousands of people reportedly organized on social media led to fights and blocked streets. Fireworks were also launched at people, including police officers, one of whom was injured. And the outside display at a supermarket was destroyed. I'm Daniel Martindale.
The city of Roanoke says it's removing all previously installed gunshot detection devices.
Roanoke City Manager Valmarie Turner says about 80% of the detectors have been removed and the rest will be removed soon. This comes after an investigation into the devices found most of them were installed in the wrong locations. A Roanoke resident tells WDBJ one of the devices was placed on her lawn even though it was not on the approved location list. That homeowner says she was concerned about her family's privacy after finding the device. The city now says they're not moving forward with any gunshot detection devices unless City Council revisits the issue, and they say the detectors waiting to be removed are inactive. I'm Rosie Rivera.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
Around 20,000.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. A multi-vehicle crash shut down westbound I-240 in Oklahoma City for nearly 2 hours this morning. Authorities say several vehicles were involved in the accident, including one that overturned. As many as 5 vehicles had to be towed from the scene near Eastern Avenue. The roadway has since reopened, and officials haven't said whether anyone was injured in the crash. The cause remains under investigation, with no further details available. Police in Enid continue looking for information about a hit-and-run involving a red pickup truck. Investigators say the crash happened sometime last week and few details have been released, but officers are asking anyone with information to come forward. Tips can be provided directly to the Enid Police Department if you have any details. The Pauls Valley Animal Welfare Society is asking for urgent help as the shelter has exceeded capacity, with officials saying dog kennels are full and euthanasia may become necessary if more space isn't created. Adoption fees are currently waived through a grant program, with the shelter also seeking foster families. They'll provide supplies and medical care for those interested. Staff say every adoption or foster placement helps save another animal's life. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
Democrats are about to do it again. Install a candidate nobody has voted for to try to beat someone else in a primary. That story coming up as The Drive continues on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear and humid with a low of 71. Tomorrow, expect partly sunny skies with toasty conditions and a high of 98. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy with a low of 74. Thursday will bring partly sunny skies, breezy conditions, and hot weather with a high of 98. Friday will be breezy at times with intervals of bright sunshine, and a thunderstorm is possible in the afternoon with a high of 95. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
It's happening now.
See, I can step tomorrow onto the deck of a 747.
On the new Freedom 96.9.
It does not mean that I am the pilot of that plane and I'm qualified to fly it.
Not last week.
By the way, the vice president can't understand what you're protesting about.
Not yesterday.
If you don't speak the language of everybody else here.
Keep up with what's happening.
It's time for Democrats to talk the F word.
Now,
schism.
With a new Freedom 96.9.
It must be weird to hate nice things because people you hate like the nice thing.
It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
A lot of things on the topic buffet. A lot of national stories, too, that are breaking. But we'll try to wrap them all up in the course of our time here together and your thoughts on them, because that's what really matters here at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I am Lee Matthews. You can do so by calling 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, freedom969.com, lmatthews at freedom969.com. They say they will stay in business until the bulldozers arrive. One restaurant and pub is in the way of the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority. And they say they're just going to stay there until bulldozer comes and bulldozes them away. Getting back to pen and paper learning. I never knew we got away from it, but I will get into that coming up. What do you think? And what is with Democrats getting people in office that nobody voted for? Another candidate is being harassed. And I don't mean like sexually harassed. I mean like Kamala Harris. 405-608-4377. Also today, Oklahoma Attorney General Gantner Drummond announced his office has filed a lawsuit against Allstate Insurance Company. He already filed one against State Farm, alleging coordinated schemes to deny or underpay wind and hail damage claims. According to Drummond's office, the lawsuit alleges the Allstate implemented an internal program referred to as the Disaster Payment Minimization Scheme. It was designed to reduce the claim payments and increase corporate profits. The lawsuit's about protecting Oklahoma homeowners and holding insurance policies and companies accountable. I'm all for that. But this has been going on for a long time. Why now? Drum alleges Allstate systematically altered its claims process and contends the practices were not disclosed to policyholders related to claims across the state. What else is new? They never do until you make your, let's say you make a claim and then 6 months later you make another claim. That's when they pop you. Oh, yeah, you can't make two claims in 6 months. Well, my policy doesn't say anything about that. Well, it's our new policy. The state is seeking injunctive relief, civil penalties, disgorgement of profits, and restitution of affected consumers. We'll see. First of all, I'm all for making the insurance companies pay their due. Pay what they're contracted to pay. But knowing this is from Gettner Drummond, I'm still a little dubious about it. I think he's more interested in grabbing some cheap publicity than he is about actually getting something done. That's the gut feeling I've got. 405-608-4377, what do you think on Freedom 96.9? Lisa writes, Lee, although Channel 4 is trying to insinuate there's something going on behind the scenes with the transfer of Brent Swadley from the Oklahoma City County Jail to the Grady County Jail, according to a statement from his own people, Brent Swadley, his family, and his defense team played no role, directly nor indirectly, in having him transferred. Okay. Brent Swadley, owner, operator, creator of Swadley's Barbecue. He was contracted to start some restaurants at some of the state parks. He said, fine, I will do that, but you're going to have to cover my costs when there is a winter or a slow part of the year because I'm going to end up losing money. That's not unusual with a state contract. They went in and then said, well, wait, you double billed here, you double billed there, blah, blah, blah. You were defrauding the state government. And they found him guilty of fraud. Sent him to jail immediately. Now, I think he's going to be sentenced this week or next early. At any rate, he lost part of his finger because it got smashed in the cell door. I don't know how that happened. But here's what's going on, Lisa. Oklahoma County Jail Trust is in the midst of a lot of lawsuits right now, and they don't want more. They're trying to make sure that it looks like they're doing everything possible to keep Brent Swadley safe in order to avoid another lawsuit that they would probably lose, costing Oklahoma County even more money. We've already had to pay out several million dollars to the family, to the families of inmates who died because of negligence. One didn't get his diabetic medicine. The other was left to just die of a fentanyl overdose in his cell. And so they don't want to see that happen again. Now, I think Brent Swadley got a bad deal. I think at best, it was some bad bookkeeping errors. At worst, he maybe was trying to sock it to the state that wasn't paying him on time. I don't think he deserves jail time for that. Maybe house arrest, maybe a lengthy probation. But I don't think he should be behind bars. House arrest or with a, I don't think he's going to be a flight risk. He still has a successful business to run in Oklahoma. But thanks a lot for writing in, Lisa, to L. Matthews at Freedom969.com. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom969. Did you see where one of Stephen Colbert's homes caught fire and burned to the ground from the roof down? Why? He did not have professionals install solar cells on his roof. You see what can go wrong when you don't call professionals? That's where McRoof comes in. I'm Lee Matthews, 405-877-7663. I don't know that they can install solar panels, but if you want solar panels, they can advise. I don't know, maybe they do that. Ask them. They do everything else. I tell you what they do specialize in, not only fixing your roof the way it needs to be fixed, but fortifying it so that it can handle no matter what can be thrown at it in the coming months. Even solar cells, which I hope you're not going to do. I hope you're not going to mess with those. They just seem to be so much more trouble than they're worth. Anyway, and they might burn your house down. McRoof.us, 405-877-7663, powered by Roof RX. Saving lives, see what I mean? Protecting property and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Summer savings are heating up at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. This month, pick up the Springfield Armory Hellcat FDE 9mm, just $529.99. Or grab the HKG 3622 rifle, now on sale for only $529.99. Take 15% off select Browning, Liberty, and Winchester gun safes. And remember, H&H Shooting Sports Summer Expo is coming up on the 17th and the 18th. Only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Oklahoma men, remember when you were strong, awake, looked, felt so good with high libido and sex appeal? Are those days over or are you just low on testosterone? Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The chemicals in the food and water, medical conditions, and normal aging steal your natural testosterone. That's why you feel weak, tired, foggy, unmotivated with unexplained weight gain, poor workout results, and left with no desire for your honey. With our custom low T therapy, we designed the perfect blend of state-of-the-art lab work, peptides, and dosing to maximize your results quickly, safely, and affordably. At Ultimate Men's Clinic, we are local, discreet, and we provide unmatched patient service. Now, for a limited time, your initial consultation is free. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Freedom 96.9 AccuWeather forecast is calling for partly cloudy skies tonight. We are going to drop down to a low of 72. Tomorrow, it will be partly cloudy and hot. High of 98. Low tomorrow night, 77. Into Thursday, partly cloudy. Another high of 98. But hey, it's July. It's hot in July. All right? 405-608-4377. 93 degrees right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Mary in Oklahoma City. Hi, thanks for hanging on.
Okay, and I might have be redundant, but Swadley's lawyer objected to the fact that his conversations were with Swadley were on Channel 5 or 4 or something.
Yeah.
So obviously somebody had been, you're not supposed to do that in a law-abiding citizens are mm-hmm. not supposed to do that. So his lawyer filed a suit, and amazingly, he was moved after that.
Huh. Huh, that's weird.
So that played into it, and so his lawyer has to drive to, is it Chickasha?
Yeah, I think so.
And his wife and his family have to drive a lot farther. And
I think it's a much safer and a much more pleasant, if you will, jail than the Oklahoma City County Jail.
It's worse than Oklahoma City.
Oh, is it really? Oh, okay.
Yeah. But my point being, Governor Drummond obviously might get a retrial because client lawyer privilege was violated.
Ah.
So that is a big, crazy thing. And the other thing is, I'm still mad at Obama for talking to Iran and saying, stay in and fight the United States.
Yeah. And giving them money, pallets of money. Yes.
Recently?
No.
He's been calling. Okay. It's at the end of his administration. I know he gave him a lot of cash.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Okay. Well, I won't take any more of your time.
Okay.
That shows a whole different light on the Swadley thing.
I'm glad to see it kind of turning because there's a lot in that trial that just didn't make any sense to me. And there's a lot in the whole case that didn't make any sense to me. And I've talked to Swadley not long after the charges were leveled against him. And he and I are not friends. I met him for the first time. I was interviewing him for some other charity that he was involved in. And I said, just off the record, what's the deal? He said, they're trying to go after me for a bookkeeping error. They're trying to nail me to the wall because of bad math. We didn't knowingly do anything to try to defraud the state. We kept invoicing because that's what you do when they don't pay the invoice. And they're trying to make it look like, oh, he double invoiced. All right, you invoice. Sometimes in 30 days, you invoice again. In 60 days, 90 days, whatever the billing cycle is. And I don't know, maybe doing business with the state is 120 days, so it may be that much time goes by before you get before you see a cent. Now, what I have seen done is, okay, you don't pay in 30 days, there's going to be a little extra charge on that because of a processing fee. And then you don't pay again, there's going to be even, let's say it's $20 after 30 days. And then after 60 days, it's $40. And then after 120 days, it's $50 or $60 or maybe even more. I don't know. But that may have been what was going on. Either way, I don't know that Swadley was trying to bilk the state of Oklahoma out of millions of dollars. If anything, he lost millions of dollars trying to do business and trying to do the right thing with the state of Oklahoma. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Lee Matthews and The Drive. Bring back pen and paper learning. I didn't know where it went, but that's coming up next on Freedom 96.9. We get so much junk in the mail. We get so much junk on email. We get so much junk on texts. And we get so much junk when it comes to just regular phone calls. And if you're like me, you blow them off. Well, if you're eligible for Medicare, born in 1961, you're getting a lot of these said kinds of materials. And rather than taking them seriously, you need to make the call yourself. And that way, you'll be out a lot of confusion and a lot of aggravation. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. One phone call to the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. They'll come talk to you in person. What? No artificial intelligence? You betcha. And the Well-Preserved team can put together a plan that'll work for you. Call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. And after you talk to them, you really can start ignoring all that other mail that you're getting or junk that you're getting. 405-848-5790, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Tired of hard water and bad taste straight from the tap? Trust Culligan of Enid, your local water expert since 1981. With over 130 years of combined experience, they are your hometown solution for softer, cleaner, better tasting water. Right now, get a whole house system, water softener, and reverse osmosis for just $29.95 a month for 3 months. Plus, you can buy a unit and get free installation up to a $300 value. Some limitations apply. Visit CulliganEnid.com or give them a call today. Culligan of Enid, better water, pure and simple.
When it comes to your health coverage, one thing matters most: your choice. Health 65 believes you should have the liberty to choose a Medicare plan that fits your doctors, your budget, and your lifestyle. Our team will walk you through your options and help you make a decision that's right for you, because it's your health and your call. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65 in Edmond. Call me or start planning today at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000 watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
A nonstop wild week of news. It's Eric Erickson. Tune in live 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9 as I navigate you through the headlines, navigate you through the breaking news, give you my thoughts on it and analysis of what's happening, and also take your phone calls at 877-973-7425, live 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9 across Oklahoma.
Freedom 96.9 AccuWeather forecast: partly cloudy, low 72, partly cloudy, high 98 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, 77 for the low. Into Thursday, partly cloudy, high of 98. 93 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews on The Drive, 405-608-4377. What do you think of one restaurant not stopping until the bulldozers are there? Brent Swadley of Swadley's Barbecue, right before the 4th of July weekend, was moved to Grady County Jail. I think they're trying to get him out of Oklahoma County Jail so that there won't be any more lawsuits, but that's just me. And there's also rumblings that he might get a new trial because some of his rights were violated with his attorneys. And an Edmond mom is pushing schools to bring back pen and paper learning. How much screen time should children be getting at school? It's a debate heard more and more as students prepare to head back to the classroom next month. One Oklahoma mother has joined a national movement called Pencils Over Pixels, a push for schools to bring pen and paper back to the classrooms. Katie Smith, who lives in Edmond, said she doesn't want to get rid of the Chromebooks or the iPads, but she wants to change and clear a policy that is in place. She said she became concerned when her third grader's biggest takeaway from the school day was the fun that he had playing on the Chromebook rather than what he was learning. He would rush home to his assignment so that he could get some extra time on it every day. She pointed to the research and said she links excessive screen time as a negative impact on learning. She started a local chapter of Pencils Over Pixels to push districts to limit screen time. She said she wants to jump off of what they're doing and start a chapter of it here. Edmond Public Schools said it doesn't have a district-wide policy setting limits on instructional Chromebook use, but she wants a policy in place. She drafted a resolution asking the school board to make a pen and paper instruction the primary classroom method while reserving technology for lessons where it's a more educational benefit. I agree. How can kids learn to write if they never do on pen and paper? She said she hopes the small action of change can create a larger impact on her and other students' futures. What do you think? Should there be more pen and paper than pixels? Again, my question was, where did it go? And I guess the answer is, it did go away with the help of tablets and Chromebooks. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Hey, Lee, this is Casey in Oklahoma City.
Hi, Casey. Good to hear from you.
Hey, great talk to you, Lee.
You too.
I definitely agree with this mom pushing for pencils over pixels. Mm-hmm. I actually used to teach, and I saw a lot of teachers would just basically teach using Chromebooks and tablets and laptops for the assignments.
Yeah.
And the reason for it is, I mean, it makes grading way faster and easier. Instantly, as soon as the kid completes the assignment, you've got a grade in the grade book. So yeah. It makes the job of grading papers easier. The problem is that all this screen time, I think, is really hurting the kids. I mean, if you want to look at on the more far end side of things, I mean, there's talk about blue light being bad for you, and I mean, how much of that is there? But on top of that, I mean, the actual putting the pencil to the paper, actually moving your finger along the pages of the book, I truly believe that that makes a much better learning environment. I think
Casey,
kids retain it better. I think anybody retains
Casey,
it better.
I got to tell you, Casey, I have watched a deterioration in my own handwriting since college, and I started using computers right out of college. Now, don't get me wrong, I can type. I went to typing school and I learned to type, and I got to where I could type almost as fast as I can talk. And for me, typing is a lot easier. But when it comes time for me to sit down and write a handwritten note, it's just the best I can do is sign my name, because you're not going to be able to understand or read anything else. And I blame that on computers, because they've made the written communication so much faster and so much more efficient on keyboards and computers than it used to be sitting down and writing out an entire note or a letter.
Oh, I've experienced the same thing. My handwriting's gotten worse as I've gotten older, and I mean, I do a lot of typing. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah, I can type almost as fast as I can talk right there where you're at. And I mean, yeah, my handwriting's gotten worse too. And I mean, think about that. If you had never really learned to write because you were always on a device.
Yeah. I mean, I had to write everything in high school and college. Now, college is where my handwriting really started to deteriorate, because I had to write so fast. Because I had some professors that were like, you know, you got to get that information out there real quick. When I would slow down and actually make out the letters, okay, I could at least be read, which it can't anymore. I had people thanking me, and I won't write a thank you note. I'll type it out and make it look like nice handwriting, you know, cursive handwriting font, and then I'll sign it. And then I have people, thank you for making your thank you note legible so that I could read it. Okay.
Yeah, so it's funny how all that works out, even for us as adults, and just like, man, when you think about the impact that it would have on a kid to never even really get that skill down good in the first place.
Right.
Like, they're not even going to have the opportunity to have the skills deteriorate.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be so bad from the get-go. And the funniest thing to me about this whole topic is I'd actually been meaning to call in and talk to you about this exact thing for, like, probably 2 weeks now, but just kept getting busy. So I'm glad to hear that somebody's actually addressing this issue, because I think we need to get back to pencil and paper, and we need to get off of the screens in the schools. It's too much.
And I'm with her. I mean, I'm not saying get rid of all screens, because definitely it probably helps with math skills. But with writing, you've got to be actually, you got to sit down and actually write it to write something. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's going to be some classes where it's going to be beneficial and needed. But at the same time, I mean, even with math, I think it's better to do the math with the pencil and paper instead of on the computer.
Oh, sure. Sure.
So, I mean, even with math, I don't know that that's an area where we want to be completely on the computer.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. A new poll says Democrats are okay with Newsom and his wife being investigated.
The poll, partially from JL Partners, found that 27% of Democrats support the peek into California's governor, 14% say they somewhat support the investigation, and 13% say that they strongly support it. Newsom announced 3 weeks ago that he and the first partner were the targets of a Department of Justice investigation, which includes both the FBI and the IRS. Newsom says the investigation is nothing but President Trump going after his political enemies. I'm Jason Campadonia.
Toyota is shifting most of its production of Tacoma pickup trucks from Mexico to Texas.
The expansion will create about 2,000 jobs at a second assembly line and boost production capacity as the company increases U.S. manufacturing. The transition is expected to take about 4 years, though Toyota will continue building some Tacoma trucks in Mexico. I'm Monica Nelson.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
Denial letter from an insurance company can make you feel like a door is slamming in your face. It's final. It's over. It's official. I want you to understand something. It's not the final word unless you decide it is. Insurance companies write denial letters every day knowing that a significant percentage of people will accept them and walk away. They count on it. But behind most letters is a decision that can be challenged, sometimes through an internal appeal, sometimes through litigation, and in cases of bad faith, through a separate legal claim that can result in damages well beyond the original claim amount. I've seen clients recover not just what they originally owed, but what additional damages because of how badly the insurance company handled their claim. Don't read a denial letter as the end of your story. Read it as a reason to call a lawyer. Call McIntyre Law at 777-7000 or visit McIntyreLaw.com. The first consultation is always free, and let us read that letter for you.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. A multi-vehicle crash shut down westbound I-240 in Oklahoma City for nearly 2 hours this morning. Authorities say several vehicles were involved in the accident, including one that overturned. As many as five vehicles had to be towed from the scene near Eastern Avenue. The roadway has since reopened, and officials haven't said whether anyone was injured in the crash. The cause remains under investigation, with no further details available. Police in Enid continue looking for information about a hit-and-run involving a red pickup truck. Investigators say the crash happened sometime last week, and few details have been released, but officers are asking anyone with information to come forward. Tips can be provided directly to the Enid Police Department if you have any details. The Pauls Valley Animal Welfare Society is asking for urgent help as the shelter has exceeded capacity, with officials saying dog kennels are full and euthanasia may become necessary if more space isn't created. Adoption fees are currently waived through a grant program, with the shelter also seeking foster families. They'll provide supplies and medical care for those interested. Staff say every adoption or foster placement helps save another animal's life. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from Fly By Night Roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Wildfire season is approaching in Oklahoma, and our local volunteer fire departments
veterans need support now. As conditions grow hotter and drier, volunteer firefighters are preparing for long, demanding responses to keep our community safe. They rely on donations of bottled water, electrolyte drinks, and non-perishable snacks to stay fueled on the fire line. Monetary donations are also critical to help provide the tools and resources they need. If you see your local volunteer fire departments hosting a fundraiser or any other community event, don't wait. Show up and support them. This message is brought to you by the Oklahoma State Firefighters Association, standing with those who stand ready to protect us.
Wait, that's weird. I thought we were in the middle of an affordability crisis, and Walmart is lowering its prices? That's weird. How does that happen? Lee Matthews with more on that as the drive continues on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear and humid with a low of 71. Tomorrow, expect partly sunny skies with toasty conditions and a high of 98. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy with a low of 74. Thursday will bring partly sunny skies, breezy conditions, and hot weather with a high of 98. Friday will be breezy at times with intervals of bright sunshine, and a thunderstorm is possible in the afternoon with a high of 95. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Elon Musk has turned X, formerly known as Twitter, into a cesspool.
Twitter X is just such a cesspool now.
But it's also a cesspool. Everything that goes on, it's a circus cesspool.
Twitter right now is a cesspool.
Twitter is a cesspool, or X, I guess it's called now.
Cesspool of just bad information, lies, hate speech.
Twitter is becoming a deeper, darker cesspool of disinformation and chaos.
It has now really become a cesspool of mis- and disinformation.
The Twitter sphere, as it is, has really gone berserk. Lately, it's got to become almost a cesspool of misinformation.
That's 10 liberals expressing their open-mindedness as to how they love free speech and what a cesspool X has become because it's not censored anymore. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews on the drive. Not a bad idea coming from a parent in Edmond about providing more pen and paper time in schools, less Chromebook time. Richard is in Norman. Richard, thank you for hanging on.
Yeah, thanks, Lee. Hey, by the way, the liberals and leftists, since they all have a hive mind, they all share the same brain, it makes sense that the talking points are identical.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm a public school teacher in the metro, and the kids that are in my class are on they're on computers. The district has provided computers for them, and there's not a whole lot of productive struggle, as I've heard it put, as far as education. It's just a whole lot of gaming going on.
Ah.
Online gaming. The district wasted a lot of money on these computers that are nothing more than gaming platforms for these kids to just have more fun on. The thing is, I've been teaching for a while now, almost 20 years. I'm going back to pencil and paper already. I've been doing this for like 3 or 4 years, and the more I can get away from being on the computer, the more they learn.
That's fascinating. That really is fascinating. And I noticed it, too, just as an adult. When I look up something, a piece of information I need, okay, let me go look it up. I don't retain it as well as I used to when I would go look it up in a book. I don't know why.
You remember how you used to memorize like 40 different phone numbers?
Oh yeah.
But because we have smartphones, we hardly even know our own phone number.
Right, right. And I think that's out of necessity. You would have to remember those phone numbers because you couldn't walk around with a phone book all the time. So, you know, if you were in school and you needed to call mom and mom was at work, so you had to know your phone number, your mom's work phone number. You needed to know dad's work phone number. You needed to know, you know, and so on. You had to remember those or you weren't going to get to go home or whatever the case may be.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And the thing is, with kids being online, the research definitely shows that more screen time is rewiring the neurology in their brain.
Mm-hmm.
Cortisol levels are going up. Serotonin levels are going down. It is affecting neural chemistry. This is not going to be good.
Oh, I know. I've experienced that myself. I have to put the damn thing down a good hour before I go to bed, or my brain is going to be buzzing so much, I'm not going to get any sleep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, sir.
So, Richard, thank you for confirming suspicions I already had in Norman on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Sally writes, Lee, at the Bethany Parade, I observed an incident where a normal crowding in a packed public space led to a verbal hostility between attendees. One individual called the other a bleep hole. The other threatened to kick their bleep simply due to the proximity of the crowd. Crowding and limited personal space are expected at large public events, and situations like this should not escalate into verbal aggression or threats of violence. I recommend the city post clear signage at events reminding attendees to pack some patience, expect crowds, and understand that close contact is a normal part of attending public gatherings. Setting that expectation up front could help reduce unnecessary confrontations. I agree, Sally, but if you've ever been to a Macy's parade in New York or a Mardi Gras parade in New Orleans, our parades really aren't anything in terms of crowds compared to those. In the atmosphere in Edmond, by the way, was such that a soccer game broke out between each side of the street in one block that I watched. And the crowd was waiting for the parade and cheering on the little soccer game going on. Parents were cheering on the kids as they scored, they made makeshift goals. So I think the attitude of the crowd has a lot to do with it as well. But thanks a lot for the message to freedom969.com. That's my L. Matthews at freedom969.com. My email address on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Okay, I'm looking at the clock right now, and I'm seeing that if you really wanted the 0% for 60 months that General Motors was offering at Frontier Auto Group, you're probably too late. But here's what you can do. Ask nicely, and they may extend it to you. You know why? Because they're that kind of people. They're that kind of people. Yeah. Frontier Auto Group. Whether it's a Chevrolet, and this is on, by the way, specific Chevrolets, so we're talking Trax, Equinox, Silverado, half tons. But if you need fleet vehicles, this is a great opportunity. 0% for 60 months, and if you play your cards right and pay it off in 60 months, you won't pay for financing at all. 405-262-3355, and tell them I told you about it, and I'm your friend. And you're my friend, and they want to be your friend, and so extending this to you might be worth a question. Anyway, don't ask, you don't get. FrontierMotor.net, Canadian County's number one auto dealer.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 at Freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
If it's neuropathy and chronic pain that you have, you can trust your wellness to Modus Health and their highly trained team. At Modus Health, they're experts in massage, chiropractic care, and physical therapy, and can tackle everything from neuropathy to chronic pain. Serving Oklahoma and beyond, they're here to ease your pain, boost your mobility, and support your health with personalized care. Visit ModusHealth.com for a free consultation. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best, naturally and effectively. ModusHealth.com.
I want to introduce you to a great connection, Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, nobody wants to spend hours cleaning floors, so how does ICS make it easier?
Yeah, our Pentek coatings are incredibly low maintenance. They resist oil, grease, and chemical stains, so spills wipe up easily. A quick sweep or mop keeps your floor looking showroom new, whether it's a garage, patio, or a basement.
That's a huge time saver. So how do these floors hold up over time?
They're built to last. We have a manufacturer lifetime warranty for all of our customers. Our Pentek coatings are 4 times stronger than epoxy, so they stay tough and beautiful for years.
Easy and durable. Love it. Sounds like a dream floor. How can listeners get started?
Just call us for a free estimate, and we'll handle the rest in just one day.
Get a hassle-free floor with ICS Concrete Coatings. Call 405-403-4012 or go to icsconcretecoatings.com, 405-403-4012, or visit icsconcretecoatings.com to get your free estimate today.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, calling for partly cloudy skies, low 72. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high 98. Tomorrow night, 77 the low. Into Thursday, partly cloudy and a high of 98. It's 93 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. On the way in the next hour, homelessness comes down to three solutions. I'll give you all three. Another insurance company getting sued by Oklahoma for not paying their contracts. And I thought we were in the middle of an affordability crisis, but Walmart is lowering their prices. That and anything else you want to chat about at 405-608-4377. Dave and Stroud, thank you for hanging on.
Hey, Lee, I just, you know, people probably think I'm a Mr. Swadley supporter, but I'm not. I'm neither supporting nor against. I just want you to help clarify a few things with me because I haven't really – I've been out of state off and on and mm-hmm. haven't really kept up with it. Is it me, or did they accuse, put him on trial, convict? And man, they're shipping him in a quick amount of time. I've seen murder cases. Guys have sat in a county jail longer than he has. I mean, why so quick on this deal, or is it just me?
Okay, well, I really believe he's been moved to the Grady County Jail because it became clear they were violating his rights with his attorney in the Oklahoma County Jail. He also ended up with a smashed finger, and right. it's questionable as to how quickly they gave him any kind of medical attention to the point where he may have lost the tip of the finger. So they, you know, Oklahoma County might be facing a lawsuit from him and his lawyers, and the entire trial and the entire case may be crumbling into a new trial because of how badly they have, violated his rights.
Aren't they also already talking about where he's going to serve time?
Well, he's supposed to be sentenced, in the next, I thought it was supposed to be this week. Maybe it's next week.
Now, like I said, is it me or has this been rather quick?
Oh, I think it has been, yeah. I think it has, definitely has been.
I'm curious as to why, when there are people, you know, who committed murders and they sat in the county jail for a couple of years before their trial even comes up. And something like this, I'm not a conspiracy person, but I'm just, it just sounds a little funny to me. And then the second thing, if he defrauded money, mm-hmm. and this is his first time conviction. And yes, I know people out there are going to call and say, if you break the law, you need to serve time. I agree. But on something like this, even Willie Nelson, yes, the singer Willie Nelson, of course, yeah. it was the IRS, owed them millions mm-hmm. of dollars. They sold off his assets. They made him pay everything back, probably with interest.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know, Mr. Swadley, again, neither for nor against. He doesn't make good barbecue. But I'm thinking, why don't they just fine him, give him, I don't know, 10 years probation, you know, where you can't blink wrong and then you'll go to jail or prison?
And that may be what the sentence is. I don't know okay. what's coming. I mean, it could be time served. It could be time served with probation. But I don't think he should have gone to jail in the first place. I think he should have been released on his own recognizance or house arrest with an ankle device. That would have sufficed because he's not going anywhere.
He couldn't have bonded out. It wouldn't allow that.
Well, he already had bonded out in terms of not having to sit in jail while waiting for the trial. After the conviction, he was sent to the county jail.
Okay.
Now, I'm not a lawyer, and maybe that is the standard operating procedure, but it does seem to me that a lawyer could have appealed, okay, if he's guilty until we wait until sentencing, Your Honor, can his arrest be on his own recognizance or to my custody or to a house arrest or something along those lines?
I just don't see him being that big of a flight risk.
I don't either. I don't either. Know, that's why I cartel. Think he could have been released on his own recognizance.
Right. Versus cartel.
Right.
Or, you know, murderers or something like that.
Yes.
So it just, the more, what little I hear of it, it just sounds a little, again,
yeah.
I'm totally wrong. It just sounds like something just, I'll use my Okie talk, something ain't right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, sir. So, I mean, and again, I think there may have been some bookkeeping errors. There may have been some miscommunication in what was. And, you know, they changed tourism directors three or four times in the course of this whole project. So I don't know. The state knew what the hell was going on and when it was going on.
That now you've got me leading into the next question, which I wasn't going to, but who at the state level is the overseer or the oversight? And I'd like to know how many warnings or...
Yeah, it was the head of the Department of Transportation. Not transportation, tourism. The head of the Department of Tourism at the time of the contract.
If they let it get this bad, why aren't they serving some time?
Or
they need to be brought to justice because obviously they're incompetent.
Yeah, yeah. My thoughts exactly.
All right, Lee.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't think you're off the mark at all there, Dave. That's what has a lot of people kind of scratching their heads. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Kevin writes, Lee, the West Hamptons Fire Department says it was a rooftop solar panel that burned former late-night host Stephen Colbert's oceanfront vacation home to the ground. The panels weren't even close up to code, said the county fire inspector. Whoever installed them should be ashamed of themselves. A short search of the public record shows an open permit to install rooftop panels, but no certified installer ever asked for a final inspection. I hope he wasn't planning to submit this to his insurance, and I guarantee the illegals he hired on the cheap were nowhere to be found. The home is a complete loss, and it was valued at $20 million. We're talking about Stephen Colbert's house that burned to the ground. It turns out it was the solar panels, not installed properly, from a guy who is all fired up about green energy. Well, now you've seen what green energy can do, haven't you? 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Well, Christmas is a long way off. Father's Day is already come and gone. What about, I don't know, your birthday? Is that come and gone? You know what? You don't need an excuse to buy a new gun. Just go down to H&H Shooting Sports. In fact, if you hang on, because they're going to have their big summer expo July 17th and 18th, you might even get a more exceptional deal. But here's some exceptional deals to tell you about this month. Springfield Armory's Hellcat FDE 9mm, just $529.99. Or the HK G3622 rifle. It's on sale, $529.99. 15% off select Browning, Liberty, and Winchester gun safes. And you will want to ask about delivery and installation. There's a fee, but it's worth it. You don't want to deal with that on your own. H&H Shooting Sports. You don't need an occasion to buy a new gun or even to look at a new gun. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Okay, so employee pricing has ended. So where do you go to get the lowest price possible on a new Ford? Well, smart shoppers will go to Stevens Ford in Enid because we'll beat any deal, regardless. So come on out to Stevens Ford and shop the entire Ford inventory, knowing that you're going to get the lowest price possible, as well as the easiest financing on your new Ford. Are you in the market for a truck? We're your truck store. From Maverick to the largest cabin chassis, F-150 to Super Duty, we've got them in stock. Are you looking for America's favorite SUV, Explorer, or Expedition? Come check out our inventory. I know there's one you'll love. And if Bronco's what you're looking for, come on out. We've got them in stock and they're priced right. Like I said, if you're looking for the lowest price, smart shoppers, shop Stevens Ford in Enid. And remember, we'll beat any deal. Regardless.
Summer savings are heating up at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. This month, pick up the Springfield Armory Hellcat FDE 9mm, just $529.99. Or grab the HK G3622 rifle, now on sale for only $529.99. Take 15% off select Browning, Liberty, and Winchester gun safes. And remember, H&H Shooting Sports Summer Expo is coming up on the 17th and the 18th. Only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about the station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com. Freedom's First News.
Hey, it's Aaron Brobeck, host of Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9. We have a bunch to talk about for your hump day Wednesday. All of the news and headlines you may have missed while you were sleeping. We'll take your calls and comments about the news of the day. And, of course, your dad joke of the day. It's a full show, and it starts at 7 a.m. on Wednesday on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, Accurate Weather Forecast, calling for partly cloudy skies tonight, low of 72. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high 98. Tomorrow night, 77 for the low. Into Thursday, partly cloudy, high of 98. 93 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Support for embattled Maine Senate candidate Graham Plattner was created among Democrats, with most of the prominent supporters calling on him to exit the race following the rape allegations that came to light over the weekend and yesterday. Representative Ro Khanna of California rescinded his endorsement and called for Plattner to suspend his campaign following the bombshell political report detailing the rape allegations by Maine resident Jenny Rakicott, 41, who previously dated the scandal-plagued candidate. She immediately denied Rakicott, denied Rakicott's account, which alleged that he barged into her home in 2021, forced her to have unprotected passions with him, and has said the campaign is determined its next step. She also went on CNN yesterday evening after the report was published to tell host Jake Tapper that by dictionary definition, it was rape. Shannon Watts, a Democrat strategist and founder of the gun control group Moms Demand Action, slammed the timing of the statement, saying, "You flew to Maine to campaign with him after he was accused of assault against another woman." She previously appeared to dismiss the severity of the account alongside many Democrat lawmakers who seized on her background in Republican politics. He also argued that Plattner, a combat veteran who has struggled with PTSD, had overcome a dark past and was deserving redemption. All right, none of this matters. None of it matters. What does matter is that all of the support, financial mostly, has dried up. And so Plattner's got nowhere to go. And you can't win a campaign if you don't have any money. So I don't know what's left now, except the Democrat Party of Maine is going to try to pick another candidate. And that's probably going to infuriate most of the Democrats even more, because basically it's another Kamala Harris scenario. Here's another candidate nobody voted for in a primary. Here's a candidate nobody chose except some party who's trying to hang on to power in the Democrat Party in the state of Maine. So what I think that might do is it'll turn off some moderate Democrats to either not vote or vote Republican. Some of them can't stomach to vote Republican, so they'll just not vote at all. I'm not voting for that person because I didn't choose that person in the primary, like Plattner was chosen in the primary. So that's what I think is going to happen. Either way, even if that seat flips Republican, it's not going to matter much. It's Maine. Maine is usually blue. As I said earlier in the program, why, I don't know, because everybody I know from Maine is a hardworking blue-collar type that wants to hang on to more of their money. And the Democrat Party doesn't have anything along those lines to offer people who want to hang on to their more of their money. They want to take more of your money and give it to the government to then redistribute it elsewhere. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. What is it with the Democrat Party and redistributing not only or trying to redistribute wealth, but also redistribute votes? Pen and paper learning. Parents in Edmond want to get back to it. Where did it go? What do you think about that? One restaurant is not going to stop until the bulldozers are in their parking lot, moving in with the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority. And Gettner Drummond's lawsuit against Allstate. We'll talk more about all of those coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews at The Drive, 405-608-4377.
KQOB, Enid, Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Oklahoma City firefighters handled two separate fires Monday night. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Cases of the screwworm in Texas are increasing, and so are the concerns being posted online. Some suggest that the flesh-eating fly could taint the beef sold at the grocery.
There is some speculation on social that the food safety element of New World screwworm is a concern, but I'm here to tell you first and foremost, the U.S. food supply is safe.
Gary Joyner with the Texas Farm Bureau says the screwworm feeds on living tissue, so it would not burrow itself into a package of ground beef or steak. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said in a statement that they've upgraded inspections at food plants. The new medical cannabis law was commemorated by Trulieve with its first sale.
Trulieve Cannabis Corporation celebrated the expansion of Georgia's medical cannabis program with a ceremonial first sale at its Marietta location, marking a significant step forward for people like Desi Cleveland from Columbus, an Army veteran who purchased the first products. The new law, putting Georgia's Patients First Act, signed by Governor Brian Kemp, allows for flower and vaporization products for patients 21 and older, expanding qualifying conditions and removing restrictions. Metro Atlanta CEO reports that Trulieve is partnering with independent pharmacies to provide medical cannabis products to qualified patients with plans to expand distribution this summer. I'm Thomas Cage.
The California DMV could revoke thousands of driver's licenses.
The DMV has warned about 11,000 drivers their written exam results could be voided due to testing anomalies. Drivers who have been notified must retake their written exams within 30 days. Without elaborating, officials only say there were irregularities in test results. Affected drivers are being told to bring a copy of the notification letter to their next appointment. They must also bring their instruction permit, temporary driver's license, or driver's license card. Those who don't retake the test within a month of receiving the letter or fail the new test will lose their license. I'm Daniel Martindale.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives. And MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Oklahoma City police are searching for a motorcycle rider who fled after a pursuit early Monday. Officers say they attempted to contact the rider while investigating suspicious activity on the city's southeast side. Authorities later found the motorcycle abandoned at an apartment complex near Northwest Hefner Road in North MacArthur. Investigators believe the suspect may have been armed and no arrests have been made. Firefighters in OKC handled two separate fires Monday night, both without injuries. The first involved an apartment near I-240 in Santa Fe, where crews quickly knocked down flames in an unoccupied unit. Just minutes later, firefighters responded to a warehouse near Northwest 82nd and Western that housed antique furniture. No one was inside that building, and investigators are working to determine what caused both fires. Norman continues recovering from 4th of July storm damage, with city officials saying traffic signals are largely back in service, though some remain on generator power. Residents can now begin placing storm-damaged tree limbs and brush near roadways for pickup. Most of the damage occurred on the city's west side, where crews are still clearing debris. Cleanup efforts remain ongoing, with officials reminding residents that city workers can't remove debris from private property.
That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Summer savings are heating up at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. This month, pick up the Springfield Armory Hellcat FDE 9mm, just $529.99. Or grab the HKG 3622 rifle, now on sale for only $529.99. Take 15% off select Browning, Liberty, and Winchester gun safes. And remember, H&H Shooting Sports Summer Expo is coming up on the 17th and the 18th, only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Another insurance company is getting sued by Oklahoma, or is it just another publicity stunt? More coming up as the drive continues in 30 seconds. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear and humid with a low of 71. Tomorrow, expect partly sunny skies with toasty conditions and a high of 98. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy with a low of 74. Thursday will bring partly sunny skies, breezy conditions, and hot weather with a high of 98. Friday will be breezy at times with intervals of bright sunshine, and a thunderstorm is possible in the afternoon with a high of 95. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
It's happening now.
See, I can step tomorrow onto the deck of a 747.
On the new Freedom 96.9.
It does not mean that I am the pilot of that plane and I'm qualified to fly it.
Not last week.
By the way, the vice president can't understand what you're protesting about.
Not yesterday.
If you don't speak the language of everybody else here.
Keep up with what's happening.
It's time for Democrats to talk the F word.
Now, Schism. With the new Freedom 96.9.
It must be weird to hate nice things because people you hate like the nice thing.
It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
As usual, there's some things to chat about, but if you have something in mind that you would like to chime in on, you're welcome to call in. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. It is going to be kind of a quiet news week because a lot of the newsmakers are off. Congress is out of session, state legislature's out of session, and everybody's kind of enjoying a vacation time. So that's why it's kind of quiet. But still, there's some things that are going on we can chat about. They say that they will stay in business until the bulldozers arrived. One restaurant and pub, which is in the path of the new Oklahoma Turnpike Authority expansion project, is just going to stay in business till the bulldozers arrive. Getting back to pen and paper learning, gradually it's been going away, and they're starting to find that it is better for students to be more engaged when they have to actually write out an answer rather than answer something on a Chromebook. So we're starting to see that movement. The latest chapter was formed in Edmond, and we're starting to see that movement across the state. What's with these Democrats getting people in office nobody voted for? And I'm talking about Plattner out of Maine, and he's being asked to step out of the race. And the Democrat Party in Maine is probably going to pick somebody to be his replacement. But that's going to basically do the same thing as Kamala Harris. So I'm wondering if most Democrats, especially the ones that have pulled out of that race, are and pulled their support out of that race, are just cutting their losses. Another insurance company is getting sued by Oklahoma for not paying their contracted claims. Allstate, Gettner Drummond says, has been in an active company policy to slowly reduce or not pay certain claims for hail damage in Oklahoma. There already is a pending lawsuit against State Farm for similar practices. I don't know how successful they will be, but we've been seeing this from insurance companies across the country, particularly along the Gulf Coast, where hurricane damage has been fairly regular. You have a nice $2 million home, Sanibel, Florida, not far from the beach or even on the beach. Hurricane comes, completely wipes it out, and the insurance company comes in and says, yeah, we're not going to give you as much money as that home was worth, so if you want to build back, you're welcome to do so, but we're not going to pay for the whole thing. So it's left some residents with, okay, I'll just sell the property because you'll still get a pretty good hunk of change on that property. All right, so they're now starting to do that in Oklahoma because we have hailstorm after hailstorm. And the hailstorms damage the roofs, as I know, because I talk about it a lot with my good friend Scott McCollum of McRoof, and I talk to you about Scott McCollum of McRoof. And so what the insurance companies are doing is, okay, if you had a hailstorm and you made a claim to replace your roof in, say, October, and you come back in May and there's another hailstorm and you have to make another claim, well, they're saying now we're not going to pay that other claim, or if we do, it's going to be significantly less. Now, the way around that is to fix it right the first time, which is what Scott McCollum of McRoof does, so that it can handle the second hailstorm and won't damage the roof to the point where it needs to be replaced again. But that doesn't do anything for fly-by-night roofers that just come in and slap more shingles on and try to grab as much money from your insurance company and leave town. And the insurance companies know that. So that's another thing that they are trying to combat. The other question in this whole aspect is, Gettner Drummond has had several years to make these types of lawsuits, and he's not done it. Why now? Why this time of year? Why in the middle of a gubernatorial election? Is it more of an effort to get some cheap publicity on an issue that everybody can agree upon? Yeah, you go get those insurance companies. All food for thought on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, and freedom969.com. Walmart has begun to lower prices on multiple products, including soda and beef. Walmart said the price cuts will be available in its stores and locations in Sam's Club as well. This summer, Walmart and Sam's Club are helping customers and members save more with thousands of dollars worth of lower prices throughout Walmart's signature rollbacks and Sam's Club offering across stores and clubs nationwide. Walmart listed examples of what would be cheaper, including corn on the cob and a pound of ground beef. 1 pound of ground beef will go from $6.74 to $5.94. Corn on the cob will go from 68 cents each to 25 cents each. Customers count on Walmart to deliver the value they need every day, and summer's no exception, said Vice President of Walmart U.S., Julie Barber. Now, here's where I'm confused. Yesterday, I went into the details of the Democrat strategy for the midterm election and the affordability crisis, and how we are in the midst of a crisis of affordability. Oh, yeah, the economy is good, but it's not affordable. Oh, yeah, gas prices are coming down, but they're not affordable. Oh, my goodness, the cost of living is much lower than it was during the Biden administration, but it's still not affordable. That seems to be the argument. So if we are indeed in the midst of an affordability crisis, how is Walmart able to lower its prices? Oh, and by the way, the Democrat strategy for the affordability is to attack the large corporations. Those mean old corporations are just trying to gouge people. Well, this doesn't look like Walmart's gouging anybody. If anything, they're cutting prices. So how does that produce an affordability crisis? President Donald Trump praised Walmart for its move. He says, I've just been informed that one of the biggest, best, and smartest retailers in America, Walmart, is lowering prices by a lot. And my administration's request to celebrate our grand country's 250th birthday, he wrote on Truth Social. So once again, the Democrats' strategies seem to be outflanked by the marketplace and by Trump. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Coop writes, Lee, this Thursday, July 9th, hundreds of organizers, faith leaders, labor members, students, immigrants, rights activists, and community organizers will gather in Washington, D.C. to mark the most important anniversary in the American democracy. We're not a democracy, Cooper. We are a democratic republic. The anniversary will be for the ratification of the 14th Amendment. The event comes just days after the nation's 250th anniversary celebrations and amid ongoing national debate over birthright citizenship, equal protection, voting rights, and the future of a constitutional democracy. It's not a constitutional democracy, Cooper. It is a constitutional republic. The evening begins with a march to the Supreme Court before culminating in a free public concert featuring Prez, Moo Moo Fresh, Flor de Tulachi, Kimbra, the Chuck Brown Band, Syrup Kids, and others.
I tell you, I don't know any of those names. Where's Elvis? You can't tell me they couldn't dig up Elvis. Of course, they could dig up Elvis, but last time that didn't work out too well, now did it?
Hundreds will be marching from the Supreme Court, holding signs and banners celebrating the 14th Amendment. There will be music and cultural performances. There's a code word for you. Faith leaders, labor organizations, immigrant communities, and civil rights advocates. Concert and community celebration. All right. I don't have a problem with the 14th Amendment. I do have a problem with what the Supreme Court ruled as far as the 14th Amendment is concerned. I have a problem that the Supreme Court ignored the history and all of the notations surrounding the writing of the 14th Amendment and the intenders of those who did write the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment, if you don't know, is what freed the slaves and gave them citizenship. And that 14th Amendment is being used by Democrats to say that's why if you have a baby in the United States, that baby is automatically a citizen. So now what we're going to see is the Congress come up with laws that say, no, you cannot just simply have a baby. You must have a baby and either be on your way to citizenship or have some sort of deferment for citizenship, or be married to someone who has American citizenship. Now, what this organization is trying to do, I think, is trying to pre-paint the picture that the 14th Amendment is under threat. You watch. In some of those speeches during this demonstration on Thursday, there are going to be plenty of people saying, we've got to protect the 14th Amendment from the attacks of the Trump administration. You watch. I guarantee you that's what you're going to hear. And they're going to try to make it sound like Trump and Trump alone is trying to negate or nullify the 14th Amendment. And nobody is. We just need a law that will then redefine it to what it is. And that is subject to the jurisdiction of means you are not a citizen of any other country. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Thank you, Coop. I don't think I necessarily agree with this celebration of the 14th Amendment. If a group of people got together in Washington, D.C. and decided to march, well, you know what, let's move it over to Philadelphia, because Philadelphia is where the first Constitutional Convention was held. So let's move it over there, and what if a bunch of Philadelphians, wearing their guns, decided to march on the Freedom Plaza in Philadelphia, celebrating the Second Amendment? And what if we got, Willie Nelson to perform the Second Amendment? Because the Second Amendment is the amendment that allows you to enforce your own First Amendment by defending yourself against a government that is going to come to get you for something you said. How would that be received? I have a hunch it wouldn't be received very well. But Cooper, thank you for writing into lmatthews at freedom969.com. Rudy writes, Lee, firearms dealers should be able to sell and ship their products without verifying ID or non-citizen or citizenship. You know, kind of like mail-in voting.
Ooh, burn.
Yes. Randy says, Democrats across the country were perplexed by the numbers of the 4th of July parades across America that didn't feature anyone waving their private parts. Yeah, you got that right. Oh, how brave. Look how brave they are. Waving their privates as part of their pride celebration. 405-608-4377. And a state lawmaker has filed his 12th appeal with the Oklahoma Supreme Court challenging utility rate increases approved by the Oklahoma Corporation Commission. Representative Tom Gann of Inola filed a motion asking the court to pause enforcement of a recent ruling while he seeks further review in federal court. The latest appeal focuses on the proposed $600 million rate increase and whether hundreds of customers were properly prevented from participating in the case. Lawmakers argue customers weren't given enough notice to intervene before the deadline, raising questions about due process in the utility proceedings. I agree. The legal fight now stretches across multiple utility cases, including and involving PSO, Oklahoma Natural Gas, and Oklahoma Gas and Electric. The Oklahoma Supreme Court has not ruled on the latest filings, and the parties involved have 20 days to respond to the newest appeal, according to the release. So I'm cheering this guy on. Anything that is keeping the Corporation Commission and these utility companies from railroading rate increases in at will, I'm for. It's just like the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority railroading its own routes, toll increases, and building turnpikes where we don't necessarily need them. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Sometimes investing in the stock market is like hopping on a Bronco. You never know which way it's going to buck. And you never know if it's going to buck you off or if it's going to give you the ride of your life. Right now, investing in the stock market is like getting on a very well-trained racehorse. And it's off to the races because you're going to win no matter what you do. And that's where McGuire Capital comes in. I'm Lee Matthews. Michael McGuire, he's my friend. I trust him with my money. You ought to trust him with yours, no matter what that money may be. 405-760-5863. 405-760-5863. McGuireCap.com. 6632 Northwest Highway, and that's in downtown Bethany. He's not a jockey. He's not a Bronco bull, nor a Bronco rider. But he does know the ups and downs of the market and how wild and crazy it can be, and he'll walk you through it. McGuireCap.com, McGuire Capital, 405-760-5863.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Proverbs 22:3. Hey, y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. 15 years ago this month, I received my first shipment of guns for a new fledgling startup business called Cops Gun Shop. So to celebrate our 15th anniversary, all in-stock ammo will be 15% off through the month of June. In addition, all in-stock Kel-Tec firearms are 5% off, too. Our Kel-Tec inventory consists of sub-2000 Gen 3s, KSGs, and the PR57 pistol. We've got plenty of 5.7 by 2.8 Freedom Seeds to go with the PR5.7 pistol also. In-stock Colt revolvers are 10% off. Stop by and check out the awesome inventory of lever-action rifles by Henry and Marlin and bolt-action rifles by Ruger. And if you haven't stopped in lately to see Duke the Shop Dog, he misses you. Cops Gun Shop is open to the public and located at 416 Hudeburg Circle next to Hurricane Harbor Water Park and open all day and night at copsgunshop.net. Cops Gun Shop. Live safe, live smart. Keep praying that the Marxist influence in our country goes away, and the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
And this does bother me as a citizen. It bothers me that George Soros' super PAC can put $100 million in and a Republican, the Kochs, can do the same thing. It does bother me a little on the surface. And I'd better for everybody if there were limits and it would actually free politicians to not be subservient to the people that put them into office.
The Brian Kilmeade Show. Weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Like the way you work it, no diggity. I got the bag
in. It all is a totalitarian ideology bent on world domination masquerading as a religion.
And that is former Admiral James Lyons. He's right. Any religion whose sacrament is you get to kill anybody who doesn't believe like you is not a religion. 405-608-4377. It's a cult masquerading as a, and then you throw in the sexual deviancy that Islam tolerates, and you've got a death and sex cult. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Steve in Piedmont, thank you for hanging on.
You betcha, Lee. Hey, you just made a comment about the utility companies and the Corporation Commission.
Yes?
Well, on the rate increases, here's something, and I don't see any of the news media asking the proper questions, at least I don't think. And I'm not sure about PSO, but if you compare Oklahoma Gas and Electric, OG&E, to the Western Farmers Electricity Co-op Association and try to find out what the incentives are at OG&E for the executives to keep their costs down and compare that to Western Farmers and how they promote increases in payer bonuses for their people, I'm going to suggest from experience that Western Farmers and the co-ops spend a lot of their money keeping their transmission and distribution lines in really good shape, investing in them. And they do a pretty darn good job of updating their turbines and their power generation equipment. So all of them, you know, they boil water to make steam to run these turbines.
Yeah.
And, PS, you know, and so OG&E does the same thing. But my experience is with people I know there and worked around is – the executives get exorbitant bonuses for cutting costs. So a lot of their transmission distribution lines are not kept up like they should.
Yeah.
And their power plants are likewise not kept up like they should. And, I don't want to go on too much about it, but if somebody could compare that in writing and then hold a corporation commission to look at that and pay attention to it, I think things would get better, at least for the OG&E clients out here.
Well, and this is another reason why who you vote for Corporation Commission is going to really, really matter. Is it going to be somebody who's going to look out for the interests of you, the consumer, or is it going to be somebody who's going to look out for the interests of the company? You know, that's why I'm always suspicious of anybody who wants to be on the Corporation Commission that worked at a power company for a long period of time.
Well, that's true. I'm not familiar with those that have. You sound like you know more about that. One good thing about Oklahoma compared to Texas is we're in a power grid, and that's one of the problems Texas ran into.
Yeah.
They didn't have anybody to back them up when their generation equipment started failing.
Yes.
And we do a pretty good job of keeping our costs down. It could be lower. We'd like it to be lower, but, you know, a lot of it has to do with the management of these companies and how they present data to the elected corporation and commission officials.
Yes.
I'm not giving the appropriation question to pass, but you know, if they don't get the right information and ask the right questions, then you know it can be misleading. Where are they spending this money?
Well, that's always been my question, and then there's this seemingly random rate hikes that just come out of nowhere. Oh yeah, we've got to pay for that winter storm 3 years ago. What? You know, why don't you prepare for a winter storm? We have hard winters sometimes. Why don't you prepare for that and be ready for it? That's what store owners have to do. So I don't see why a power company can't do the same thing. Instead of nine months later deciding, oh, we got to raise your rates because we didn't pay for this.
Well, they can do it, Lee, and you're right on spot on it. They're just not doing their planning correctly.
Yeah.
And, you know, and in one example, if you take a look at the storm, what happened to all the cooperatives' transmission distribution lines in general?
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. President Trump has ordered U.S. strikes on Iranian military targets following Iranian missiles reportedly striking three commercial ships in the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. Central Command says Iran violated that ceasefire, with explosions reported along Iran's southern coast. Democratic Maine Senate candidate Graham Platner is facing calls to end his campaign after a woman accused him of sexual assault during a past relationship.
Any accusation of non-consensual behavior is categorically false.
Platner denies that allegation, says he's taking time to reflect, and his campaign says he remains focused on defeating Republican Senator Susan Collins. Wall Street closed lower.
At the closing bell, the Dow lost 130 points. The S&P slid by 33, and the NASDAQ dropped 302 points. With your market recap, I'm Lizzie Radabali.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you, too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit icsconcretecoatings.com. Oklahoma City police are searching for a motorcycle rider who fled after a pursuit early Monday. Officers say they attempted to contact the rider while investigating suspicious activity on the city's southeast side. Authorities later found the motorcycle abandoned at an apartment complex near Northwest Hefner Road in North MacArthur. Investigators believe the suspect may have been armed and no arrests have been made. Firefighters in OKC handled two separate fires Monday night, both without injuries. The first involved an apartment near I-240 in Santa Fe, where crews quickly knocked down flames in an unoccupied unit. Just minutes later, firefighters responded to a warehouse near Northwest 82nd and Western that housed antique furniture. No one was inside that building, and investigators are working to determine what caused both fires. Norman continues recovering from 4th of July storm damage, with city officials saying traffic signals are largely back in service, though some remain on generator power. Residents can now begin placing storm-damaged tree limbs and brush near roadways for pickup. Most of the damage occurred on the city's west side, where crews are still clearing debris. Cleanup efforts remain ongoing, with officials reminding residents that city workers can't remove debris from private property. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, it's Lee Matthews, and I know junk mail. You're probably getting a lot of it. No, not just in terms of the election either. You're probably getting a lot of it if you are born in 1961. And the reason is they know you're eligible for Medicare. They, being out-of-state providers, trying to also sell you something. don't deal with somebody out of state. Deal with somebody that is in state and knows the Oklahoma bid and the Oklahoma Standard. In fact, they're full of the Oklahoma Standard, and that would be Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790. Best call you can make if you're new to Medicare. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group will put together a plan that'll work for you quickly, efficiently, and best of all, in person. So then you can check that off of your to-do list and things I don't have to worry about for the rest of my life list. How about that? 405-848-5790, Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
Guns, guns, guns! Claude Hall's original OKC Gun Show is this weekend, July 11th and 12th, at the OKC Fairgrounds. Saturday 9 to 5 and Sunday 9 to 4, wall-to-wall guns and ammo. For more information, visit our website at OKCGunShow.com.
It's summertime, and kids are playing in the summer sun. But before you know it, Oklahoma parents and caregivers will be swimming in back-to-school to-dos. Visit backtoschoolok.com to get your checklist for everything you need to know about birth certificates, shot records, immunizations, and well-child exams. Get an A-plus on back-to-school readiness at backtoschoolok.com.
This is Major Meredith with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. Many everyday devices, including phones, power banks, e-bikes, and mobility devices, are powered by lithium-ion batteries. If they're damaged, improperly charged, or improperly disposed of, they can cause serious fires. The National Fire Protection Association reminds you to buy batteries and devices from reputable manufacturers, use only the charger made for the device, and never charge batteries on beds, couches, or near combustible materials. Stop using batteries that overheat, swell, or are damaged, and never throw lithium-ion batteries in the trash. More information at okc.gov/fire.
Homelessness comes down to three solutions that nobody wants to even talk about. I'll tell you why. Coming up as the drive continues in 30 seconds, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear and humid with a low of 71. Tomorrow, expect partly sunny skies with toasty conditions and a high of 98. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy with a low of 74. Thursday will bring partly sunny skies, breezy conditions, and hot weather with a high of 98. Friday will be breezy at times with intervals of bright sunshine and a thunderstorm is possible in the afternoon with a high of 95. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews in the Drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. One restaurant will not stop until the bulldozers are on their doorstep, at least the bulldozers that are coming to tear them down so the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority can build a turnpike. Your thoughts. Pen and paper learning. Many parents want to get back to it, and they're starting in Edmond. What do you think? What are the Democrats, once again, they seem to be replacing a candidate with someone nobody voted for, kind of like Kamala Harris. And another insurance company is getting sued by Oklahoma for not paying their contracted claims. Thoughts about that or anything else you want to bring to the topic buffet, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Also, homelessness. It comes down to three things. I will get into that coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Don is in South Oklahoma City. Thank you for hanging on, Don.
All righty. We were talking about OG&E and the rate hikes and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Several years ago, my buddy's brother, who was really a smart guy, he had several degrees in different subjects, he worked for OG&E, and he was in their steam-generating power plant. And his job was to go through the power plant in operation and to make sure and check to make sure there's no steam leaks, because the high pressure steam, if it develops a little leak, it can get worse and worse, and it can have a blowout and it can be major problems. So he said that when they went through there, he had a fogger that he carried that would blow a mist in front of him, because if you walked through there, there was so much noise, and if there was a pinhole leak and you walked past it, it would cut you in two like a laser beam.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was saying that in his duties, he noticed they were pumping in just straight water into the boiling system and the superheating system, and injecting just straight water. Mm-hmm. So he surmised that the straight water was didn't have, wasn't demineralized. And the fact that the turbines, even if they're spinning real fast, will eventually build up a crust.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Of minerals. So he went to his supervisor. He said, they should install some filtration here, you know, osmosis. And because he said, if this thing is going at thousands of RPMs and the crust breaks loose, it throws the turbine out of balance. Yeah. Next thing you know, it will destroy itself. It'll come apart to blow up.
Mm-hmm.
So he suggested they do that. So he got back to him a little bit later and they said, no, that's okay. He said the supervisor, the corporate mentality was, well, if it blows up, we'll just take it out and we'll just put a new one in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and then they'll they don't care. They'll turn around and ask for a rate increase, and that'll pay for it. So they're taken care of. It's free money. They're printing their own money. You know, it's interesting you mentioned that too, because my I never knew him, but he died long before I was born. But my great grandfather, my grandmother's father, worked for Westinghouse in Allegheny, Pennsylvania, where they were building these steam turbines, and he was testing one when he noticed it didn't sound right, and he went to his supervisor and said, we need to shut this down. There's something wrong. I don't know what it is, but this steam turbine does not sound right. His supervisor said, don't worry about it, just go about do your job. And no, you don't understand, it could blow. Well, it didn't blow that day. But the next day, it did, and it killed my great-grandfather.
Holy smoke.
Yeah. And out of that, you know, that had happened. And then this was somewhere around 1923, I think, this happened. If that had happened in this day and age, my grandmother's family would be exceedingly wealthy.
Yeah.
Out of it, I think Westinghouse gave jobs to my grandmother's two brothers, and then my grandmother got secretarial school paid for. So she ended up getting a trade, and they ended up getting a trade as a result from this accident, and that's what Westinghouse did for them. But it was a similar kind of thing. You know, I bet it was a similar kind of thing. There was something in that turbine, and he knew it and told them, and they just said, don't worry about it.
Uh-huh. Years ago, when I first got out of the military, I went to work for GE on the East Coast in Lynn, Massachusetts. And it was called Turbotown because they did steam turbines, and one half the plant was steam turbines, the other half was jet engines.
Wow, yeah.
And I worked in the jet engine group, and I was in the first in parts, and I was in the manufacturing part where we would assemble the rotors, the buckets, and the blades for the jet engines. And we had to go through every last blade that we got before it could be assembled. Had to take it in and put a solution, they called Zyglo, on it, and it would, if there was even a hairline crack, it would detect it. It was better than an X-ray.
So,
and any tiny little flaw, I was told to reject the part because there's just, you couldn't be putting these engines together and have them come apart.
Oh, but, I know, yeah.
But in the back part of the place, they had the steam turbine division. And it was huge. I mean, these steam turbines, I just watched them, went through, wandered around one night, and they were manufacturing the gears that went into the system.
Yeah.
And the gears were 12 feet tall.
And goodness. Yeah.
Yeah. They were gigantic.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through the manufacturing place where they were working on them and grinding them and everything. And the place was as big as a giant hangar, and the gears were hauled from one end of the building to the other. They'd come in, they would be produced on another building, and they'd come into there, and they'd do all of the main grinding and balancing. And, I mean, it was tremendous. I mean, these things, it looked like something out of a sci-fi movie. And they'd roll them across. They would overhead cranes, and one night, one of the cranes malfunctioned, mm-hmm. and it was one of the guys that was directing it. They walk along in front of it, kind of, you know, to the side. Well, he got too far under it, and it let go.
Yeah,
it fell on him.
Yeah,
it went into the concrete floor. The gear was so heavy, it busted into the floor with him underneath it.
Oh, squished, dear. Yeah.
Squished. There was nothing left of him.
Yeah.
So, anyways, and they made the big housings for these things. I mean, this is million-dollar parts.
Mm-hmm.
And one night they brought a gear through there, and they got to the final inspection, and some idiot misread the plans, and they cut the gear teeth at the wrong angle.
Oh.
And, oh, you talk about the people running around in circles and,
yeah.
Oh, screaming and hollering.
Somebody got fired.
You better believe it.
That wasn't a small mistake. That was a large, expensive mistake. Yeah.
Yeah. $50,000, $100,000 mistake,
yep.
At least.
Yeah.
I used to wander around there during my breaks. I went to the back, and they had these gigantic steel boxes that these gears went into, the gearboxes.
Yeah.
I watched this guy with a welder, and the welder had welding rods in it. It was as big around as your arm.
Uh-huh.
And the machine, he'd drive it in like a tractor thing. It would park, and then it would reach inside of the casing, and it would position itself and then strike a huge arc.
Yeah.
And it would weld all the seams inside of it. And when he got done, if the thing wasn't just perfect, they'd have to take the thing out of the line for this big in freight cars, like rail cars.
Yeah.
They had to take it offline. And you know that they went through a lot of welders that way.
Oh, I know they did. That's why pipeliners are in such demand. You know, that's a very specific. And, you know, if you make a mistake, you got to start all over. And then starting all over is an expensive mistake when it comes to pipelining. But, Don, in South Oklahoma City, thanks for the call on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. It's Lee Matthews, 405-608-4377. Randy writes on lmatthews at freedom969.com. Democrats across the country are Jerry, rather, writes, Lee, I took your advice and I called McRoof for an inspection. Scott McCollum Sr.'s son came out and did a great job with the inspection. He mentioned their Saturday radio show. I was not aware they had one. Glad you had a good 4th, and I enjoyed your video that you shared of the Saturday parade. Keep up the good job. Oklahoma Talk Radio God. Oh, Jerry, I don't know about that, but thank you. My cup runneth over, definitely. On Freedom 96.9, hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
This is John in Oklahoma City.
Hello, John. Good to hear from you, sir.
Thank you. I wanted to touch on the humble oyster farmer and part-time rapist, Graham Plattner. You know, if only there had been some kind of clue, a hint,
You know,
maybe a sign that he was a absolute creep.
Yeah,
they could have done something. I can't believe that they couldn't see that.
And there were so many opportunities, John. You know,
they took so many
pictures of himself with all of his tattoos, and nobody thought anything of it.
Not only that, but they all endorsed him drew a line in the sand up until the 4th of July. And then they put the code red out on him.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the Democrat Party who has cried and moaned about the Republican threat to democracy. And at the same time, in 2016, they show Bernie Sanders the door with Hillary Clinton and all of her super delegates. I mean, just rig the entire process so that Bernie has no chance and Hillary becomes the nominee. And then in 2020, they change the primary dates and plug in South Carolina, which has already been rigged for Joe Biden, so that they can once again kneecap Bernie Sanders and get in Joe Biden. And then, Joe, they just take him out. I mean, like a month before the election, and say, you're gone. Forget what the primary people voted on. We don't care about primaries. Primary, schmimary.
Yeah.
You're gone, buddy.
Well, I mean,
we're going to put in Kamala.
Yeah, and underscore that the Democrat Party And I don't know if it's because of the division that is being suffered right now in the party. I mean, you got to understand the party is bankrupt right now. So
yeah.
They're willing. They spent all their money trying to get Harris elected, and it went nowhere. So now the same people
somewhere. I think several Hollywood celebrities are now multimillionaires, and various singers and rap artists and what have you that she paid millions of dollars to try and draw a crowd.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that too. That. Yeah, definitely that. But what I was getting at was that's one of the reasons they're not having any problems appealing to the ultra and uber left side of their party. So I don't know if that is what is at play. Or if it's just always been this way. It appears to me that the Democrat Party and this little incident, along with Kamala Harris being replaced at the last minute, or replacing Biden at the last minute, it goes to show once again that the Democrat Party doesn't care about the will of the people that are in that party. It only It only cares about power, political power.
And I think this is why they're losing men, and why they're losing black men, and why they're losing Hispanic men, and why they're losing men, is because they at least see it and aren't consumed with feelings and soccer and whatever else women voters are consumed that they would vote Democrat. But that's all they got left is a part of the women vote, and I don't think that's going to sustain them.
No, I don't think so either.
So anyway, it's just amazing to me, though, that they complain vociferously about the threat to democracy, and they could care less about democracy or rules or the vote or the will of the people or any of that. That's all just nonsense to them.
If you're not gaining political power, then you know you're not winning elections, and if you're not winning elections, you're not. But in all of that, it reminds me a lot of when I was over there. Okay, their attitude became okay. We need to shift our focus towards other platforms like podcasting. Okay. I say that's fine. But the more you do that, the more you are telling people not to listen to your radio stations, but to go to your podcasts.
Right.
And they would say, well, but we need this nationwide, so we're willing to give up the local influence for this nationwide influence. And that's what the Democrats are doing right now. They're giving up the will of the people of the Democrat Party for what the uber left wants, because that's where the money's coming from.
Well, yeah, sure. Yeah. They completely threw over their bread and butter working class, the old lunch pail Joe Biden's Scranton, Pennsylvania nonsense. And I think Joe helped them to see what a total hypocrisy that was, along with all these others.
And that's,
so now the only thing they have left is the radical left.
And that's why I say that the guys over there were a market leader countrywide, and they've given up on their own industry, just like the Democrat Party has given up on its bread and butter, the working class hero.
But at the same time, they lie about it. I mean, every one of these Oklahoma politicians, Munson and Kurt and Nelson, are running around acting like they are just totally committed to these hardworking folks and affordability
folks,
and all that nonsense. You know, and they again could care less. The only thing they're committed to is the teachers unions and every one of them. I think every candidate we've got in Oklahoma who's a Democrat is a former teacher, you know.
Well, and the people, the working Joes and the working class heroes, they're seeing right through it. I got to run, John.
Right.
But thank you very much for listening on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation as well. We were recently in the Liberty Fest parade, and lovely wife took a lot of video. I was emceeing, and we sent a copy of the video to Mom, my mother, down on the Gulf Coast. And she's actually been to it live and in person, but I wanted to show her this year's production. And she said, you know, what I love about that parade and what I love about that celebration, it's old old-fashioned Americana. And I said, I don't know, Mom, it is. It's an old-fashioned small-town parade put on by a small-town 4th of July celebration. And that's what's so good about doing business with Frontier Auto Group. They are small town and still have those small town sensibilities. They'll still shake your hand, look you in the eye, and give you one hell of a deal. Check it out. They'll also check out your car, whether it's a check engine light, low tire pressure light, weak battery, AC not working like you'd like it to. 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net, just minutes from Oklahoma City or wherever you are. El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66. Nothing wrong with being old school or small town or Americana. Frontier Auto Group.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Proverbs 22:3. Hey, y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. 15 years ago this month, I received my first shipment of guns for a new fledgling startup business called Cops Gun Shop. So to celebrate our 15th anniversary, all in-stock ammo will be 15% off through the month of June. In addition, all in-stock Kel-Tec firearms are 5% off, too. Our Kel-Tec inventory consists of sub-2000 Gen 3s, KSGs, and the PR-57 pistol. We've got plenty of 5.7 by 2.8 Freedom C's to go with the PR-57 pistol also. In-stock Colt revolvers are 10% off. Stop by and check out the awesome inventory of lever-action rifles by Henry and Marlin and bolt-action rifles by Ruger. And if you haven't stopped in lately to see Duke the Shop Dog, he misses you. Cops Gun Shop is open to the public and located at 416 Hudeberg Circle next to Hurricane Harbor Water Park, and open all day and night at copsgunshop.net. Cops Gun Shop, live safe, live smart, keep praying that the Marxist influence in our country goes away, and the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
Okie Dokie Bakery, off Reno and Sarah Road.
Cupcakes, stuffed cookies, macarons, Pop-Tarts, and more, made from scratch and baked fresh every day from our own in-store kitchen that's locally owned and family operated.
Okie Dokie Bakery has the perfect treats for any occasion.
We don't skimp on flavor.
Come by Okie Dokie Bakery on Reno and Sarah Road.
And if you're curious about the flavors, check out OkieDokieBakery.com.
OkieDokieBakery.com, that's O-K-I-E-D-O-K-I-E Bakery.com.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
A nonstop wild week of news. It's Eric Erickson. Tune in live 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9 as I navigate you through the headlines, navigate you through the breaking news, give you my thoughts on it and analysis of what's happening, and also take your phone calls at 877-973-7425, live 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9 across Oklahoma. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Vagrancy, homelessness. There are three particular solutions that are available if governments are willing to utilize them. First, mental asylums need to be opened and reintroduced for admission to those deemed to be legitimately insane. Put in all the protections you want, but insane people don't belong on the streets. They should be in asylums for their own safety as well as our safety. It would require overturning existing laws against compelled treatment, which is a tall order for any Democrat-controlled area. Second, we need to establish or bolster funding for rehabilitation facilities and force drug addicts to go and get the treatment. Most of the homeless are drug addicts. They don't want to no longer be homeless. All they care about is the next fix. Refusal to follow through on a program and stay clean after completion would be punished with several years in prison. Let's stop pretending drug addiction is a victimless crime. It's not. If they don't want to get clean the easy way, it can be done the hard way. And then third, Cities and states should establish some sort of workhouse system to provide both job training and even jobs for those who don't have them. What kind of jobs? Well, the possibilities are limitless, from rebuilding or the crumbling infrastructure to picking up trash on the highway. Those are my solutions to vagrancy, which seems to be getting worse. And someone earlier today said, it's like having raccoons in your backyard and they look hungry, so you start feeding them, and then more raccoons show up. And then pretty soon they're banging on your door wanting more and more stuff. And they're digging into your flower beds and they're digging into your garage and getting into everything. That's exactly what it turns into. The more you try to help, the worse it gets. Joe Pags is going to do his part next. Aaron Brillbeck driving you to work tomorrow on Freedom 96.9.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.